This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Dougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Dieter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number for you to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can also text us at that number that comes into the studio in real time. Tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes in real time. But the best way, pick up the phone, dial 866-YO-ROVER. Nads loves to hear your beautiful voice.
I can't sleep at night. I'm so excited to take phone calls.
Oh, man, talking about sleep. I've been trying to go to bed earlier, and I went to bed at a 10 o'clock Sunday night. I went to bed at 11 o'clock last night. I could not get to sleep. I had a headache. I don't know. I'm such an idiot. I had a headache all day yesterday from probably about, 2 p.m. on. I just had a headache. I didn't take anything for it. So
why not?
I don't know.
That's really a dumb thing not to do. The headache gone half hour later.
Yeah, I didn't take anything because I was working at the bus. And I didn't have Excedrin. I only had Aleve and Advil. And those would probably work for a headache.
Advil,
but
yeah.
Excedrin seems to work the best for me.
But then it keeps you up.
So I go to bed and I figure, you know what? I have this headache. It's not excruciating, but I'll wake up and it'll be gone, right? I could not sleep, tossing and turning all night. Could not sleep. Finally, I would fall asleep for like 15, 20 minutes, whatever, and wake back up with this headache. So finally, I woke up at, 3 o'clock in the morning. I went downstairs. I took some Excedrin. I got back in bed. I fell back asleep. I woke up like, maybe half an hour later, headache completely gone.
You're
it just
a dummy.
It knocked it right out. I'm such an idiot. Why wouldn't I take that earlier? I can't explain it. I'm just dumb.
Yeah. Is it a sugar withdrawal headache? It's not, is it? Just a headache.
Sugar withdrawal.
He's been off sugar for like 5 months.
I have been, except I did eat Dairy Queen when I took Gia out on Saturday.
I had to get that out there. Now.
Okay, I take that back.
Well,
I had a purpose there.
Here's the thing. I can't eat good all the time.
I agree with you.
So I went and I had chicken wings. I took Gia out, Dougie's daughter. I had chicken wings. And then she, as we're eating, she goes, "We're going to go to Dairy Queen, right?" And I'm like, I'll take you to Dairy Queen, but I may not get anything. She's like, "What? You're not going to get anything?" I got the Dairy Queen. I go, "I can't come to Dairy Queen and not get anything."
Right.
She had a real problem with the order. She could not believe when she came home. She goes, "Do you know that Shaney made me get the kids' cone and he got an extra large?" Like, really, Shaney? Extra large? I'm like, well, you're a kid. He's a
I got
man.
A large, and she got a kid's cone.
She's
and
not happy.
Isn't that what
it.
She normally gets?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she was very upset because it was only one, swirl. You know, it's there. It's a softster. There's only one little
Flop.
Blip.
Yeah.
Right. She goes, "It's normally two." Oh, she wanted to go back and get another one.
She counts how many times it swirls?
Well, if he's got it.
Yeah, I want to know how many times they.
So then I told her, well, she could. It was pretty small. So then I go, all right, you can go get, because I'm not a parent. What do I care? I go, all right, you can go get another one. And so she's eating her cone.
Another one what?
I said, you go get another cone if you want. And she's eating it. Yes.
Two?
Would you listen to the story? She's eating her cone. She's complaining it's too small. I said, well, you want to go get another kid's one? She goes, yeah. And then she goes, well, I forgot. Mommy got me an Oreo Blizzard. It's in the freezer right now. We're supposed to eat it for our movie later or whatever. Or tomorrow, whatever she said. So I can't. So we didn't get a second cone.
Oh, okay, good girl.
But I would have.
Should not let her do that.
Rover, are you a cone guy? Are you getting cones at Dairy Queen?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a vanilla cone dipped in chocolate.
You're not a Blizzard man?
I like Blizzards. Sometimes, this is going to sound sacrilege to Blizzard fans, sometimes they have too much of the stuff in it. If you get an Oreo Blizzard, too much Oreo.
You eat around the Oreo. In each bite, if you don't have the Oreo, it's just vanilla ice cream.
I'm a plain kind of guy. I like vanilla ice cream.
Oh, man.
I like that. Sometimes there's just too much stuff in it. All right. Charlie is here today. He's running our radio station. He's board hopping our radio station. I don't know what in the world happened.
100 steps backwards.
He's really happy about it, too.
Well, he has been working here at the radio station for 15 years.
Real bad.
And he's in the same job he started at 15 years ago, a board op, part-time board op. He's over there trying to keep the station on the air, yeah. I guess. I don't know what happened. It's something. I guess the guy, Corey, our normal board op, is not here this week. I think he's on vacation now.
Well-deserved vacation.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well-deserved. I mean, normally if the station's off the air, it's Corey who's asleep or something over there.
No,
under the board.
Corey doesn't do that.
Theater's caught him sleeping under the board before. Let's say he
not Corey,
do that.
Somebody else.
Not
what
at the board.
Lie.
It was under the board.
It was one time, by
yeah,
the way.
It was one time.
Yeah. He admits it.
So he's on vacation, and then I guess the guy that was running it yesterday was, supposed to come in here today, and he didn't show up. And so the radio station doesn't just run by itself. It could, but they know someone's going to be here to run this show in the radio station. I know it's sort of complicated, but we have our own studio that goes out to all of our affiliate stations. And our home station here takes the show just like an affiliate station. And so I guess the radio station wasn't on the air because the guy didn't show up.
It's hard to get up this early. This guy's like, whoa, it's hard to get up at 5:30.
Tell me about it. That's only day two.
Right.
He's like our, we had a producer once named Alex who is very short-lived. I'd have been one of our shortest hires. By day two, so he shows up day one. Day two, no call, no show. Just doesn't show up.
I still can't
believe whole day.
That. And it was the second day, right?
Yeah. Second day. No call, no show. I mean, that's got to be some sort of record.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be. In the history of jobs, how many people have been a no call, no show on day two?
Probably a lot, but they get fired. They don't come back. I think it has happened
before.
Or
they have decided, you know what? I worked day one at this job, and it wasn't what I expected, and it blows, so I'm just not going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Like coal miners. I bet coal miners don't show up their second day or something.
No, I bet they do. They know what they're getting into.
And they're hard workers.
You move across the country to say the job blows on day one, and then you don't. Come in day two. I mean, I did
that's
that.
What I thought it was.
That's no, not I, what. That's not that. What happened. I'm just saying. I think in some, if you're in a job and it's like a really crappy job, like you're a door to door salesman of vacuum cleaners or something, and just all day on day one, people going screw you, pal, and closing their. You go, who needs this hassle? I'm not gonna make any money at this. I'm out of here.
Not right.
You just don't show up.
No.
Right, and they fire you.
I did.
Or you
do
quit,
that.
If yeah. you want to say, yeah.
I did do that at Olive Garden because I like their food when I needed a job. And so I went there to be a server and I did the orientation day one. I said, I'm going to go out to my car and grab something. And I never went back.
I love that. When you just know you're going to quit, like as they're explaining it, you went, wow, I don't want to know any of this.
Oh,
and I'm not going to remember this because I'm hating this.
I did the exact same thing at Bed Bath & Beyond.
But it's funny because I love the only reason why I went to the Olive Garden, I love their food. I'm like, sweet, I could eat it all day, you know?
Three breadsticks.
You know what it
soup?
Was? The damn trays. I said, do I have somebody to carry the trays? I couldn't carry the trays.
No, you're a server. That's your job.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Carry a tray.
No, it'd be like me coming into this. Do I have someone that will talk for me?
Yeah, I don't want to talk today. I can't handle this microphone.
Oh, I said, can I go back and forth and do like 2-3 trays? I can't carry a bit. Do you see those trays that those servers carry? And then they have to place it. They have to whip it around and place it on the tray. You know how many of those that I spilled when I was younger? I'm not doing that. So I walked out. Never went back.
How'd you quit at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Love that store, too. I would be bad there.
Okay, so I had orientation.
Wait, just let me pause there. There's Doogie. She knows a Bed Bath & Beyond story is coming. Could they be a client? Say something. I love that store.
They're not.
They treated me very well. However, I went to orientation. I was bored out of my mind. And do you know how much stuff is in Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, like 50,000 items or something.
You walked around. The shelves are 50 feet tall, full of stuff. And so they were trying to point to everything, and my head was spinning. I was lost. The very next day, I got another job offer at a retail store, and I said, see you at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm out of here. This is not the place for me.
What was your retail store offer, the competing offer you got to woo you away from BB&B?
I worked at an Adidas outlet store.
Oh, all right.
Much more my speed.
What's the scoop with outlet stores?
I've been wondering.
Is it really a deal, or is it just a scam to call themselves an outlet store, and it's the same crap that they sell everywhere else for the same price?
I mean, everything's buy one, get half off all the time, but everything seems a little more expensive, and then they claim these are last year's clothes or jeans or something. I don't get it. I don't get what's going on there.
Good deals, Nance? You worked at an outlet store.
They didn't give me like an outlet handbook where like this is what we're doing. I just think it's the stuff that didn't sell at the mall, and they just send it there and try to mark it up still, so people like go and get it.
I was going to go there yesterday for a pair of jeans, but it's like an hour away, so it's like a 2-hour drive. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to pay a couple extra bucks and get locally.
Exactly. You're like Jeffrey driving 6 hours to get a gallon of milk.
It's too much
to save. Yeah, the tax rate is lower where I bought this gallon of milk. Well, there's no tax here on food.
Every store has deals going on, though. Every store has deals going on.
Absolutely. Did you try the jeans on, Snitz?
Oh, yeah. Was it a store? Try them on. Yeah.
You have them on right now?
I do.
Let me see these things.
Are these your new Vegas jeans?
Yeah, I mean, they're a little, you know, they're all right. They're good.
All right.
Your butt looks nice.
Some Levi's? Is that what those are?
Yeah, Levi's. Uh-huh. I could go down a size, actually, but I'm scared.
Too tight?
I was just on the bus yesterday getting ready for this Las Vegas trip. This is the endless project. I swear on my life, my goal is to be 100% done by the time we leave for Las Vegas. I'm so sick of working on this bus. And B2's like, oh, you don't be sick of this bus because you're going to be living on it for 2 weeks. I go, yeah, but I'm just sick of working on it. It has been nonstop. Anyhow, I went through everything on the bus and just, I'm taking the first few trips that we took on the bus. We kind of took everything in the kitchen sink as far as equipment in case something didn't work. I would have, things to fix and cables and connectors and who knows what, you know, you had to plan for every contingency. So I kind of went through everything. We know where we stand equipment wise and whatnot. So I went through everything and got rid of stuff that we don't need, put it off the bus, and I did the same thing with my clothes. By the time I got to the back of the bus, I was pretty sick of going through. I started at the very, very front where the driver sits and just went all the whole way down, cleaned out the kitchen drawers and everything. By the time I got to the very back where all my clothes are, I go, I'm tired of this. But I took a few things off that I'm not going to wear.
It's going to be 100 degrees out there.
And some of my jeans, I'm going through my jeans, and most of them are size 36. But these are just too big. So I had to replace, put size 34 on the bus.
Too tight? Do you have 34?
No, I wear size 34 now because I lost that 30 pounds. But
let me see what you have on now. Sweatpants?
I have sweatpants on. But I'm worried because when you go on these trips, you do eat, you know, as good as I eat here. When you go on these trips, you're like, well, I'm not going to be here for a while. Let's eat at a nice restaurant. You gorge yourself. I might need to. I did keep one pair of size 36 on board. My fat jeans, just in case.
Snitz, what size do you have on?
These are 34s, yeah.
And you could have gone down to 32s?
Maybe. They're snug.
He was saying 33 this morning.
Yeah, I was going to try a 33, yeah.
33.
I'm scared of 32, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's too tiny.
They were out of 32s last time I went to go get some, because I always wear 32, and it was either 33 or 31, and I went 31.
Your pants fall off of you. You could probably go 31. 30.
I might be able to. It's a little tight. It's a little tight.
Well, he doesn't put his jeans up over his ass.
I got no hips. Yeah. I don't have childbearing hips like you guys.
That's the issue with my ass, too. Like, I wear a size 30, but I have no ass.
Oh, my God.
Let me see these two. I mean,
oh, my God. Nads, you need to eat a burger.
Yeah, I've got a rump. Mine holds up my pants.
I think it's bigger than
you. Yeah, you got flat.
Charlie, lift up your jacket here so we can see just how.
Oh, his whole ass is out.
Look, no, lift up this jacket so we can see.
The underwear is like a t-shirt.
Look at this. That's his underwear. No, he's sagging so much.
I don't have an ass.
But his tighty whiteys are hanging out.
No, that's my undershirt. It's not my tighty whiteys.
Oh. It looks like he's screaming with tighty whiteys.
No, it's an undershirt that tuck in.
Oh, man.
Rover, I switched over to these Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah.
Just like on your recommendation.
Yes.
Best thing ever.
I told you. They are the best. They keep you nice and snug. They make your package look huge, by the way. If you get the right ones, they have all sorts of different models of these Calvin Kleins. But you need to get the right kind. I forget what it's called, but you don't want the kind that are too loose. Some of them are just like regular cotton. You need the stretch.
And they have the trunk, which just goes to the top of the thigh. You ever have, you know, you're talking about boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
The trunk should wrap your ass. Did you ever get those on accident?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, that's a mistake. You can't wear those.
Beth, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. What's happening, hon?
You saved my life with that blast of sugar out, I have to tell you.
I did?
Yes. I dropped 20 pounds, and I just finished my 5 weeks, so I was wondering if you redid it or if you're doing something different.
No, I just started over on day one, and I'm really not losing. I'm not as good as I was. Like, I'll sort of eat an extra snack here and there, so I've just maintained the weight.
But that's what the purpose is to have a lifestyle where you can introduce foods in and not gain weight, but not go crazy. It keeps you kind of on track, right?
Yeah, I just sort of started over and just eat the same stuff as the first time around, and I've just been doing that in perpetuity, and it seems to work fine.
Yeah, it's perfect. I've been struggling for the past year, and this was like the boost I needed, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Beth. I thought that guy was going to come back, whatever that doctor guy.
Dr. Ian Smith.
Yeah, he was going to come back.
He'll come back. You want him to come back? He'll fly in to come back in here.
Have him bring Michael Strahan with them, the two of them.
Okay.
Or we'll go see him. Why don't you tell him to get Michael Strahan on?
Chicago? Isn't he in Chicago, Dr. Smith?
No, he's in New York. He was from Chicago, but
okay.
His best friend is Michael Strahan. They're in New York together. Pictured jogging together and stuff. That's
like a bromance.
Oh. Endley. I remember this kid's name. He's like I don't know how old this kid is. He's 12 or something, I think, in West Palm. Good morning, Endley.
Good morning, Rover.
How old are you? I forget.
13.
Okay. All right. What's happening?
Hurricane Irma passed, and around my house, there are so many trees that, like, crashed into houses and debris, like messing up people's shutters. The fences were coming off the ground, flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Now, did you stay there, or did you evacuate during the hurricane?
We did not evacuate. We stayed.
So your parents don't love you. They thought, we'll risk it with Endley here while we ride out Hurricane Irma. And
what room in the house did you guys
go into? What was it like? What was it like being there while the hurricane rolled through?
We were sitting in the living room watching Netflix.
Really? It wasn't too loud, or?
It wasn't too loud. It was loud, but it wasn't too loud, so we just put up the volume.
And the power never went out? Internet never went out?
Like the transformer outside of our house would fire up, and then if the power would turn off and turn back on again.
Yeah.
I've been staring out.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I've been staring outside, see what's coming, what's
Netflix
happening.
I can get every day. Hurricane, right? Not as often. I want to look, see what's flying around. Oh, look, there goes a cow.
I have something to your point you brought up the other day too. Remember when you said they were just showing Twister online on TV to capitalize on natural disasters?
Yes.
Right when Hurricane Irma was going on this weekend, Perfect Storm was on TV.
Coincidence?
No.
No. All right.
But that wasn't a hurricane, was it?
Strange.
Sure it was. There was three hurricanes. There's actually a still shot from the perfect storm that, or not the perfect storm. Did I say that? I said the day after tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Wait, what is it?
The day after tomorrow. Oh. Still early. There was three hurricanes just like there is right now.
Okay.
The day after tomorrow, complete fiction. Perfect storm, that's a real life story. So I don't know what... Endley, was there any damage to your home?
No, only the trees in the front of our house were, like, the wind just made them leafless, so.
Well, I'm glad that you guys made it. Endley rode out the storm, and I don't even know if we're on the air in West Palm today or not. Yesterday they were still running all news. Simulcasting their news station on our station, which would be expected because it's a lot smarter than we are. And I don't know about today if we're on or not, but Endley,
yeah, you're on,
we're on?
I was hearing you on the radio, so that's why I called.
Gotcha. Oh,
thank you.
All right. Endley, our 13-year-old reporter from West Palm Beach. Endley?
Great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. And Doogie, we do have the shizzy coming up. What do you have on the way?
I will give you an update on Hurricane Irma and where it is now. And it is not a hurricane. It's been downgraded. But we'll give you all the information. And I was not wrong about this Hurricane Jose. A lot of people said I was an idiot. So we'll talk about that next.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Gator doesn't put people down.
Hey, you know, let's talk this out.
He picks them up.
Over his head and then slams them down to the ground for maximum damage.
Nobody can stop me.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. The news. Ryan in North Carolina. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, not much. Heard you guys, you know, everybody's talking about the hurricane. And the one thing that I've noticed is a lot of people up north seem to think that every time a hurricane hits, you know, it's all hell is breaking loose. And in all reality, I mean, down in Florida, of course, they get hit a lot harder than most people. But for the most part, everybody down south, when there's a hurricane that pops around, we really don't look at it any different than a blizzard up north. I mean, we'll get some water and some food or whatever that we always keep stocked up. But past that, a hurricane, most times you'll just see people, we'll pitch a bonfire right before the hurricane hits. We'll have a bunch of people over and we'll hang out at somebody's house and just have a party until the hurricane passes.
Well, they were really making this storm up to be like the worst ever. And I wonder if that in the long run, I mean, maybe that does save some lives, I suppose. But I'm wondering in the long run, does it help if you sound that alarm, the worst ever, worst ever, worst ever, and then it turns out not to be the worst ever, and everyone will remember that the next time around, and maybe they won't heed your warning the next time when it could be the worst ever, and they go, it'll probably just be like that last one. I wonder if it does more harm than good. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I think that they you really could tell that these newscasters were disappointed that it wasn't as strong as they had anticipated, and now if you watch them, they're really going out of their way to try to find the worst of the worst, which I guess they always do. But
did you see video?
They always go ahead.
There's video in Jacksonville of water just rushing into people's homes.
Yeah, they got hit. They weren't really expecting that at all in Jacksonville. That was kind of like the surprise hit.
I'm from Jacksonville, North Carolina, just outside of Camp Lejeune. And they always, 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 whether it be Wilmington or Moorhead Beach or Atlantic Beach, they always say that it's going to be super, super bad. And the one thing is with the locals around there, you know, you can tell how bad a storm is going to be regardless of whether you got radar or not. And all you got to do is look at the ocean. And once you spend enough time on the coastline like that, you figure it out really quick. And we've been through some that North Carolina has issued state of emergencies. They did that for this hurricane, actually. And it's on one hand, yeah, it's a little bit of crying wolf because there might come a time where it might be really, really bad. But for the most part, every time that they've ever said that the hurricane, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be terrible. Florida will get smashed. A lot of the offshore islands will get smashed. But by the time it reaches right around, if it's headed north and it comes up through Georgia and whatnot, it's normally tapered out so much that it's just a real right. rainstorm for us.
Right. Well, Ryan, I appreciate it. Thank you. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So I will quickly go on regarding that conversation you guys were just having with Hurricane Irma. So it has weakened to a tropical depression late yesterday. Officials are slowly trying to piece everything together as far as the scope of the storm's destructive path. Now, 6 deaths in Florida, Rover. They've been blamed on the hurricane, along with 3 in Georgia and 1 in South Carolina. They said that at least 35 people were killed in the Caribbean. The latest, where's Irma now? Early this morning, the center of the storm was about 80 miles southwest of Atlanta, and it's moving north by northwest about 15 miles per hour with maximum sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. So again, it's way down. So it's just kind of moving along.
Is it even worth reporting on at this point?
Well, my mom's north of Orlando, and I have not been able to contact her until after the show yesterday.
Here's the thing. A lot of people still without power. And I heard on the news this morning people complaining, where's our power? Really? They've got thousands of people trying to help
millions
you with
Florida.
Well, no. Thousands of people trying to help you get your power back on. More people trying to come in from across the nation to help you. And the woman said, my kids have nothing to do. They want their Game Boys on. They want their
Game Boy
their iPads, and they can't charge. The battery's dead. And I thought, oh, my God, people have lost everything, and you're complaining because you're a kid. So that's happening with the power. So they don't know how long it's going to take, but they're trying to get all of that back on. So the one thing that people are now talking about is what's going on with this Hurricane Jose. I guess it is still meandering. It hasn't shifted away. Everyone said, oh,
Which one is this? This one is the one that's also in the Atlantic that's coming up the same way as Irma?
This is a Category 1, and it only brushed the islands of the Caribbean that had been slammed by Irma. Like, remember Barbuda and Turks and Caicos? Right, they were all saying, oh, God. But they have not dismissed this yet. There still is potential. So they are tracking this Hurricane Jose. They're hoping it goes north and then east and moves away. But, again, it's still out there. So they're trying to get cleaned up. United States, just before anything, God forbid, happens with that. And we do have the U.S. Navy. They've been dispatched, they've dispatched an aircraft carrier, the Abraham Lincoln, and two other ships. It's going to head over to the Florida Keys in order to help with search and rescue operations after the hurricane. So they're going to go that direction to help out. Equifax, they face at least 23 proposed class action lawsuits since the disclosure that personal identifying information for over 140 million consumers. So they are now getting hit with a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, somehow they were hacked, and all this data was, this is half the people in the United States of America almost. Their stuff was handed over to these hackers, and Social Security number, name, address,
date of birth.
Yeah, all that stuff. They have a website that you can go in and you put in the last six digits of your Social Security number, and then it's supposed to tell you if you're impacted by the hack.
Oh, I have not done that.
I did that, and it doesn't say yes or no. It just says, it doesn't give you any kind of message. I did it. It was pointless.
Doesn't it say sign up for their credit help or their
account?
They'll give you a credit report.
Like
they?
A credit monitoring. Yeah, yeah. Will give you. I think they're giving free credit monitoring or something
it is free? Okay.
Why would you trust them again?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Wait.
They said come back to their website and check your credit report on their website. Who would check it? Who would trust them again?
You did, Rover?
I put in the last six digits of my Social Security number.
And it was Equifax? It was that?
Yes. And it's a site that they put up specifically to see if you're affected by this hack. But I put it in, and it doesn't tell you yes or no. It just...
It's a scam to get you to sign up.
I don't know. What
did you do it, Snitz?
No, I didn't. Is Experian, is that one of the other three? Is that correct?
Yeah, there's TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
I just saw a commercial on the cable the other day yesterday. Experian/scan, whatever. You could check if your information's out on the dark web. So they're jumping on that right now. Get people away.
Yeah, I would too if I wanted those other two.
All right, so Dan Costa, who does our Tech Tuesday, we had him on last week, and you said, are you going to go out to do the Apple announcement and out in California? He's like, no, I'm not going to that. Well, he is. He's actually out in California right now.
What a liar.
So he will be. It was a last-minute trip. He will be out there for this Apple announcement. What are you expecting today? The whole tech world, everyone's going to be focusing on this.
4K Apple TV, that's what I'm most excited about, 4K? To be honest with you.
You're going to buy everything they talk about anyway, Rover.
Well, the 4K, I don't even have a 4K TV yet. I need to get that.
Why? What does it do?
Higher resolution, 4K.
Yeah, how sharp are we talking about? It's going to be like looking outside.
Well, I mean, they have all sorts of 4K. I mean, a 4K TV is nothing new, but and other things do 4K as well. They have a 4K Roku and things like that, but Apple TV has not had 4K up until this point. So
what's your current TV?
1080p. So
I have a 4K.
4K is 20, I think, what is it, 2160? Is that, I think that's what it is, 2160. It's double the resolution of your current television.
Yeah, you got money bags in there.
My TV broke, so I had to get a new one, and I got a 4K one.
What'd that cost?
How much is your TV? How much is
when
your
I
house?
I got it was like $1,500.
How much was your house? $1,500
for a TV?
Yeah, years ago when I got one, well, maybe $1,000.
Whoa!
I got a 55-inch years ago.
That's not bad.
That's
for 55
money bags. Because mine was $500. So
well, what size is that?
27.
No, it's not used. No, it's normal. I don't know
what size.
It might be 50. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Every man should know what size their TV is. I mean, that's just...
I guess that's a manly thing.
Every man should... you should know that right off the bat. Every guy should know what size their main television is.
I know mine's big, and I don't need to show it off to the world. I don't need to brag about it. I know what I'm packing. It's fine for my house. It's perfect for my house, whatever size. My couch is pretty close to the TV. It's not. I don't have like a huge living room. So it's huge to me because I'm sitting right in front of it, and it's massive. You have to look around. So whatever size it is.
And is the resolution good, the 4K?
I don't know.
Are you watching stuff in 4K?
There's not a lot available.
But have you watched stuff in 4K?
I guess I've played some games. Those are in 4K, right?
No, probably not.
I don't know if I've ever had anything in 4K.
Wait, you have to have
something? Did they have something in the store in 4K when you bought the TV?
Oh, yeah, those look good. Yeah. Now, they had, like, so I got 4K, the cheaper one, and then Samsung had this other one, this UHD, like, extra, it almost seemed like extra 4K. I don't know what they were trying to sell me.
UHD is just basically 4K.
But it seemed a little better than the one I got. Whatever they were trying to sell me, it was, like, curved, and I just went, no, I just want a regular TV. And that's all they sell right now, basically. Is you can get a 1080p, but, I mean, basically most of them are 4K now. So if you gotta get one.
Why buy 4K?
I was just in a Best Buy store the other day, and all of they have 65-inch 4K, 70-inch 4K, and it's... I thought it was cheap. I mean, it was like $2,400 for a 70-inch 4K.
It is pretty cheap.
I think the 65 was curved, but I think the 70 was flat. And the curved, I thought, would be way more expensive. The curved, that might be a gimmick. I don't know if that's any good or not, the curved. But that wasn't that. The 65 curved was $2,400 or something. And
why buy a 4K if you said that, are you watching things in 4K? So
because when things become available, I will be able to watch it.
Right. Things will be. Like, what do you watch Netflix on right now?
Apple TV.
Okay.
So whatever the latest Apple TV, I have that. My girlfriend got me that for Christmas. So
you're
going to
need this new one. You're going to need the 4K because Netflix has content in
4K. I don't see how my
4K.
Internet could keep up with 4K streaming.
Well, they compress the hell out of it. That's the one thing.
So then what's the point of it?
Well, the one thing with Netflix is your main source of 4K content. It'll probably look better than 1080p, but it's still compressed like crazy to fit into basically your internet. They have 4K, I don't know, whatever, Blu-ray, whatever
who's
they call
that. Who does that anymore?
The theater. I mean, do they have 4K VHS for Dieter?
You bought me a Blu-ray, Rover.
A Blu-ray disc or player?
Both.
Yeah, at one time, Dieter, it was the top dog.
No, I'm talking about like a year or two ago.
Oh, that's not
Christmas.
True.
Yes, you did, Robert.
No.
Robert, you bought me a Blu-ray pack of the Die Hard movies probably 2 years ago.
That's a lot. You got a discount? Longer than that.
Oh, no, I have the receipt. Or I have the.
I got it in the bargain bin.
Yeah, that's why you got it. Yeah.
Well, everyone will be watching. The tech world will be watching, at least out in California. Apple, they're going to unveil their new products. And I guess there was a leak of the new Apple iPhone. They say that the iPhone will ditch the home button, add wireless charging, and replace Touch ID with a system that unlocks the phone with your eye.
I think it's your face, not your eye. It's like a facial scan.
It says eyes. So,
I guess
bucks,
it's good, I suppose. I mean, I love the Touch ID thing. I know Charlie doesn't use it on his phone. That's crazy. The fingerprint thing is the best, the absolute best.
Mine's unreliable.
Oh, mine's completely reliable. If it's unreliable, you need to re-scan again. I have the whole method of scanning your thumbprint to make it.
Do you think holding her down for 10 seconds? It's not even working at all.
Yeah, why do you have a method if it just works?
Dushy's probably has a cover over hers, too. She's an idiot.
That's a piece of garbage. It doesn't even work.
We got to press first. Yeah, there you go.
It worked as expected. She just did it right there on the air. It worked as expected.
She's just hovering over it. It's not doing anything.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And the you know what? The face thing will be even better. But shouldn't have to think about unlocking your phone.
Can you put like a picture of somebody else, like of your face? Ooh. Would that work?
That's my problem. If I take my picture or take your picture, can I open your phone with your picture as the...
No.
I'm with Snitz on that.
I don't know the answer to that. You would think that would be something that they
thought out?
Have thought out, right. I mean, look, the fingerprint thing isn't the most secure method, considering that you could be asleep. We've heard stories of girlfriends taking their boyfriend's thumb while they're asleep and unlocking their phone. Not hard to do.
That's great.
Face, even easier. You're asleep. You put the phone in front of them, and it's going to unlock their phone. So unless they have something that makes sure that the eyes are open before it unlocks, but probably not. But I don't know. Maybe the face thing will work great. Anything to get in and out of your phone faster. Putting in that code. First of all, your phone should be locked. Don't walk around without it being unlocked. But putting in that 4-digit or 6-digit PIN, that sucks. The fingerprint thing is the way to go, and hopefully this will be even better. Go on.
I'll end with this. The Indians' winning streak continues. They extend it to 19 games they've won. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Unreal.
I mean, it's insane. So the 1935 Chicago Cubs won 21 games in a row, which is the longest streak since 1900. That does not include a tie. The 1916 Giants, they won 26 consecutive games, but that streak does include ties.
Mm.
Remember Moneyball? What was the streak in Moneyball, the movie?
20.
20? So they're at 19 right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes, very cool.
And they've been dominating. I mean, their run differential is almost 90 runs during this.
Well, it's almost, I hate to be a naysayer, but it almost makes you worried that they will
run out of gas.
Exactly.
Like, this is a bad time.
You don't need 20 in a row now. You need that in the playoffs.
But the Dodgers, who were killing baseball all year, have lost 15 out of 16 games. So would you rather be winning 19 in a row, or would you rather be losing 15 out of 16 games right now? And they have the best record in the majors, as the Dodgers do.
They still do?
Yes. The Indians are catching up quick.
Boy, that's a good question. Are the Dodgers...
Are they saving
riddled
their
with
play?
Injury or something? Or what's the cause of this?
Nobody
or they just,
knows.
They can't put it
it's
together.
It's a slump. It's a September slump.
All right. I think I might rather be in a slump.
You may not ever get out of that, Rover.
No.
Winning equals winning.
I know, but there's the law of averages here. At some point, you run out of steam.
But the momentum carries you through with wins.
We'll see.
There
okay.
you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Your phone's begging for it.
Put it in me.
The RMG app.
Yes, that's what I want.
Stream the show, watch the show, connect with the show.
I want the show inside me.
Download the RMG app.
Speaking of the app, I've been back and forth with Livestream, who's our video provider, for well over a week now, and they are working to try to fix. There's all sorts of issues going on with trying to watch RMG TV on various devices, and it's not us. It's an issue on their end. I know they're working to fix it, but. The guy sent me an email last night. He goes, hey, why don't you send me over any customer, of your fans, their emails? I go, you sure? So I forwarded one that's just like, you mother effers. You suck. Why can't you get it together, you piece of whatever? I go, here you go. This is a taste of what I get day in and day out. So they're working to get that fixed. Mandy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Hi, what's happening?
I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I am one of the few, I guess hundreds of thousands of people who were hacked by the Equifax.
Millions, 143 million. One out of every two Americans, pretty much, almost.
How did you know you were hacked?
Well, I got an email. Actually, from Equifax, that said that I needed to go to this website. And I had to put in the last 4 digits, or six, was it 6 digits, of my Social Security number. And the return you know, next page from the website said, your social security number is one of the ones that had been breached. And that they gave me a website that I had to go to. And I'm looking at it right now, trying to read it a little bit more in depth. But, they've got all kinds of, you know, for questions about what to do, go here. And, it's a pretty extensive thing that you have to do to, sign up for this program and make sure that your information isn't out there.
Well, I just, when this Equifax hack broke a while ago, I went to this website that they set up to check, and I put in my info. It didn't really give me an answer. It just said, you know, it didn't say yes, you're affected, or no, you're not affected. And by the way, before you put in anything, make sure you're actually on the correct website and make sure that it's it's not some sort of scam. I linked right through from an article that CNN has. I believe it's EquifaxSecurity2017.com, I think, is the website that they set up. But you can link through from that CNN article, which is right there on the homepage. So I just did it while Mandy's on the phone. And now it does give me a message. It says, thank you. Based on the information provided, we believe that your personal information may have been impacted by this incident.
Oh, my God, Rover.
And click the button below to continue your enrollment in Trusted ID Premier, which is their credit monitoring service, which I guess they will give you for free for the time being. If you trust that, I don't know.
But, Rover, I think if you agree to enroll in that, I think what I'm hearing is you are opting out of the class action lawsuit. Possibly.
Possibly.
No, they have clarified that.
A lot of people saying that on the phones.
Yeah, that's incorrect. The fine print that is in this when you sign up for that, yeah, they tried to pull a fast one, but they were called out on it. The fine print said, oh, you're opting out of this or that. They now are saying, no, that's just for our credit monitoring service. It doesn't relate to this incident itself, so you're not opting out of anything regarding the hack itself. I mean, this is only going to become more and more commonplace as our information floats around from place to place to place.
Well, I really hate this one because, you know, you don't sign up for this. You're forced to go into this credit system that they sign you up for and you're linked to, and then they're just giving away your information.
Well, what about those like protection things? Is it LifeLock? What is it? Or there's that you hear ads on like AM stations,
right?
Well, I don't know what they, is it worth doing something like that where you put yourself into that bubble and it protects you? But I don't know how they work.
I don't know how that works either. And that's a controversial, that the one that you mentioned has had some controversial stuff in the past. I have a credit monitoring service, which is actually through TransUnion. And anytime someone runs a credit check on you, opens a new account, anything like that, it sends you an alert.
Oh, that's good.
So I have that.
And you have no alerts so far. So no one's...
Correct.
Okay.
Right. But and that's like 10 bucks a month that I pay for.
What if somebody steals my identity from being on this website? Would my credit be affected?
Yeah, how would he know?
Of course. Of course it would be affected.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So
we set up the system that you're forced to agree to. This is how everybody has to live. We have to join your stupid system. Then you compromise my security or social security number, and then my credit could get lower because of this.
And then you have to pay money to fix it.
What a system.
Yeah, it's a...
enter me? I want to see if I'm in there.
Does anybody watch Mr. Robot at all?
A little bit.
Because they, I mean, there was a bunch of hackers, and then what they did was wipe out everybody's credit. Like I have student loans, whatever, gone. Why aren't they doing this?
Well,
I want credit though, don't you?
No, I mean like wipe out
anything that you owe.
Yeah, owe.
All credit card debt is gone.
The issue is that that's held in so many different locations that in order to do that, to wipe that out, I mean, I don't think that's really technically possible because you know, your debt holder is going to have it. The credit agency is going to have it. This person, that. I mean, it's all over. Your bank, it's all over. There's not just one point of keeping track of what you owe. All right, let me take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. One way to tell if Jeffrey is lying.
No.
His lips move.
Come on, quit embellishing.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dieter, did you watch this Monday Night Football stuff last night? A woman was doing play-by-play or something for the first time? Or I don't know what the hell was going on.
I watched the first game. There was a doubleheader.
Oh.
So the 7 o'clock game I watched, and then the other one at 10 or 10:30, I didn't stay up for it. So I think she was on the later game.
She was.
The first game she wasn't on.
What happened to line one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you wanted to talk to her, Rover?
Yeah.
Well, when we go
and Charlie put her on hold to keep line one. And it says line one on his system back there, and then Nads just picked up line one and hung up with her.
I thought we were talking about that. I'm sorry, man. We'll get Tracy to call back in.
That's all right. Tracy was saying I was wrong about the Equifax thing, but she's actually wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was about the six numbers.
You're not waiving your rights for that. In fact, you can read on there. Frequently asked questions. The free we to confirm enrolling in the free credit file monitoring and identity theft protection that we are offering as part of this cybersecurity incident does not waive any rights to take legal action. It's right there on their page. And they removed any language from their terms of use on the website that would indicate otherwise.
I trust them.
Hey, they have your data. You have no choice. So give me the rundown. What is this? This a woman's doing play-by-play? Or is that actually... what is this?
Who were the announcers last night for the 10 o'clock
game?
Is
she doing play-by-play or is she doing...
Sideline
stuff they do all the time.
She's doing play-by-play. It's Rex Ryan and Beth Mowins.
Oh, the coach, Rex Ryan, is now...
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so Rex Ryan is the color commentator, basically?
Yes.
Huh. And this Beth Mowins is the play-by-play announcer. Now, Rex Ryan, how long has he been doing announcing?
He just got fired last year from coaching.
Okay, so, I mean, you're really throwing this guy to the wolves here because his big debut, his first, you have him with a woman now. There's nothing wrong. Women can announce football, I suppose, just as well as anyone else.
Of course they can.
They usually do the sideline reporting and that's it. And there's a reason for that. They don't play the game. They're not knowledgeable as a guy is.
So every commentator that calls football, they
Of course not. Al Michaels never played in the NFL. You know?
Howard Cosell.
Yeah, they might have played some high school ball. At least they have some experience, Rover, where a girl's never played, usually, ever.
But I don't know if that's necessarily... Look, all I know is that generally, for whatever reason, women have not been accepted in the play-by-play announcer role. They've tried it with college football a couple of times.
Basketball.
And it just... It kind of is a flop.
You have Doris Burke that does basketball. It's an awkward listening experience because I guess it's just out of the norm.
Sure. Now, that being said, it used to be out of the norm to see a black guy playing Major League Baseball a long time ago.
Sure.
And now it's almost all black guys playing Major League Baseball from the Dominican Republic or something. But
so you're saying women are going to take over the sport?
Well,
50 years will be all women playing?
No, I don't think it will be all. I think it will probably be much more commonplace.
No, Women
you don't
play?
Think so? No, no, no. Women announcing, women playing. Announcing. What I'm comparing it to. It was unusual and out of the norm to see a minority playing baseball. Now it's not at all. Right now it's out of the norm, and it's grating, I guess, to hear a woman play-by-play announcer only because you don't. It's so far out of the norm that you. Most of the time you're watching the game, you're hearing the announcer that goes hand in hand. Anything that takes you out, it's like watching a movie and the special effects are bad.
Yeah, it's bad CGI.
And it takes you out of the movie watching experience. Yeah. You're in the story of the movie and then this hokey-ass CGI comes on you. You start thinking about how crappy that looks, not the story that the movie is conveying. And if you're watching a football game,
you're focused because you hear a female voice.
You're focused on the game, and then you go, "Oh, this is." Well, you start paying attention to the announcer because it's a woman. You don't hear a woman. I'm not saying women can't announce games.
You need the right woman to break that barrier.
I think this
wall.
Is the right woman. I sent you some clips, Rover. The one I just sent you, I think is better. You can hear her announce, and
good.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't watch it enough, but I don't notice anything.
Is this different than the one that I have in my system?
Yeah, it's different. This one just seems better.
Well, let's start with the one that sounds the worst.
No, I mean, it just has more clips of her speaking.
Oh, all right. Let me click on this then. Give me a second. It's not. Is it not in our system, or you just gave
no,
me
No, I just sent it to you.
YouTube video. Here she is making some calls on Monday Night Football.
For Melvin Gordon at a first down across the 25. Justin Simmons, the new starter at...
See, this is freaking me out already.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. To me, that's off.
I don't notice it. She sounds like a... She's not like a normal girl voice. She's got like a truck driver girl voice.
No.
That's why it's very deep.
She sounds like a young college boy.
Yeah.
Young, high-pitched boy.
But it's a woman.
Here, keep playing. I want to hear this.
Safety makes the tackle. Bunch the set to the right. Simeon out of the gun. Hit as he throws, and the catch out to the 41-yard line for a first down to Demaryius Thomas. Bosa gets down in his stance, coming off the right side, and they'll run it up the middle, away from the pressure and in to Los Angeles territory.
She obviously knows what she's doing. She's technically sounds from these first few clips. Sounds very good. Listen, we locally, where we're based, we get all of the Browns games on television. And you want to see bad announcing? Some of these guys they put on those games, they don't put their A team on that,
no,
okay?
That's the F team, Rover.
I have seen, they had one guy, I forget who it was, but this was like 2 years ago. They had a guy, he lasted, I think, one, maybe two games before they fired him. Forget what the guy's name was. He was the worst color. He was not doing the play-by-play. He was a color commentator guy. Former player, I think. Horrible. I mean, the worst you've ever... I mean, just making mistakes, saying the wrong people, saying... it was horrendous. This woman seems to know what she's talking about. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. That being said... It's out of the ordinary, and it's grating on me, okay? I'm just being honest with you.
Even this lady's deep voice?
Yeah.
High voice.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, she's got a deeper voice than all of us.
Because there's a woman that calls NBA basketball, and I'm not being sexist. It's just out of the ordinary where it makes me feel uncomfortable, like I'm watching a different game.
If overnight all of the announcers were women, they would probably do just as good a job as men. It would be just fine. But when it's just one in a million games are a woman, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Donovan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Donovan.
Hey, yeah. I'm actually a Broncos fan. I watched the entire game last night, and it was the chick, she was super weird. Like when she was first coming on, they first announced at the beginning of the game that she was going to be doing it. Like I was optimistic. I tried to make the best of it, but yeah, like what you guys were saying, like she was sounding like she was like had a deeper voice at sometimes, and then a high pitched voice at other times. And when she like messes up player names, you notice it more.
Oh my God, you guys are all terrible.
We're all sexist. Is that what you're saying?
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. It is disgusting. Just because it's a female, you wouldn't even had he played that, and you wouldn't have even known that that was a female.
Oh come on!
Are you crazy?
That's sexist.
Come on. Come on,
it's in
douche.
Your mind. It's the placebo effect.
Oh yeah, I don't think I would even notice.
Get out of here!
If you watch
Stop
football,
it.
You would know.
Charlie Wouldn't, doesn't really count because he's not
what
a real
do you
man.
Count
but,
for?
Well, I know I'm in the know of what people should on. Sound like, and she's fine.
Listen,
so wait, we play. Check into the backfield for Denver. Off the fake, right down the heart of the defense, and the catch made.
There's no announcer on television, no male, that sounds like that.
Of course, but
now,
you
now there are guys
it.
That sound like that. We've talked to them on the show.
Sure.
And you go, excuse me, ma'am. They're like, no, I'm a guy. Oh, they get that all the time. They're not professional announcers, okay? They're a mechanic or something or whatever they do in there. They're not professional announcers. There's no man with that high of a voice announcing NFL football. There just isn't. Period.
I think it's great. I'm proud of her.
Down to the 25-yard line by Jeff Heuermann. Nine guys on the line. Simeon, good protection. And the strike for a first down to the 12.
What's Rex Ryan do? He doesn't say anything. Or do
they
edit
they
it out?
They cut this out.
Okay,
yeah.
I'd like to hear the two of them together. Do
yeah,
I have
yeah,
some of
the
that?
Chemistry?
Anthony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony. See if you can find me some of that, Charlie.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
So last night I was watching the game, and then I saw that, you know, I heard a woman. I was like, what? It just sounded a little weird to me. And then I said to my dad, I'm like, you know, let's hear what she's got to say. And she did, sounded like she knew what she was doing. Like, it didn't seem like anything different than what a guy would usually say.
It just annoys me, the voice.
Because it's a woman.
No, she does sound like she's a
knowledgeable,
very good announcer.
She sounded like she knew. It didn't make a difference, really.
Good.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's got all the whatever the dumb phrases
well,
are that they have.
A huge hole opens up. Anybody can say that.
No, but I think you're wrong. I think that it is a lot harder to do than you would think to announce a game like that. First of all, you really have to know what you're doing.
And the players go by so fast. You got to recognize the numbers so fast to be able to get the last names to make the tackles and all that.
They
kind of
have
stuff.
Someone in your ear barking that out when you're announcing this game. If you could hear what the announcer hears, they have people in their ear, spotters, who will call out when a tackle is made. They'll say,
Von Miller.
Yeah, they'll go, 94, Von Miller, 94, Von Miller. So then the announcer he hears that usually in one side of his headset, one ear, and they will just regurgitate that, but with their own, tackle by number 94, Von Miller, whatever his number is, I'm just making that up.
But it's peppered in, Rover. It's not constant. So the memorizations that these guys have to do every week to call these games,
they have to know their stuff. They really do. I'm not minimizing
away.
What they know.
Okay.
Saying that they have spotters calling it on every play, but
that's an
they,
art to
they
be in the
really
ear.
Know.
Sure.
The guys that are good, they've done their homework. They don't just show up and announce the game. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, what's up, Rover? How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Another day in paradise. Hey, man, I was calling in about the female announcers. Like, it seems to me like they overcompensate. Like, they lower their voice. They try and sound more like a man. Like, I've got no problem with women in workplaces doing all sorts of random jobs. Like, sky's the limit. But, I mean, I can't stand it. It sounds so awkward to me. Like, any female announcer I've ever heard, they always lower their voice trying to, like, overcompensate for it.
Yeah, I mean, Jason doesn't have a problem with, you know, women in waitressing, working as maids in hotels, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's just, you know, if you're going to be yourself, though. Like, you know, if you're going to have a female announcer, like, you know, act the part. It just seems like they overcompensate a lot.
You want a hot chick that has a normal girl voice.
I don't know anything about this woman. What's her name? Beth Mowins. I don't know if she's trying to sound deeper or if this is what she sounds like normally or what.
Bosa jumps. Free play. Simeon to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Benny Fowler.
I like how the guy, I just watched that play, the guy jumps offside and...
free play!
Well, everyone else, they just stopped playing. The Chargers, they just go, oh, our guy was offside. They just stopped. They froze.
Right.
You'd think that they would realize that the play continues. So they'd already... Yeah.
I think the only reason you guys noticed is because it was a big deal that she was going to do it, and then you were listening for it, and then you noticed it. I really don't
not
think
even
you
close.
Really pick up
that's
on
not
it.
That's not true.
If you played two guys true. And her voice, you'd be able to pick up. Sure.
And Charlie never watches football. I'm not a huge, huge football fan, but Charlie never watches football. So
when's the
to
last
him,
time you watched football? You want to rip on that
I watched
girl
almost
there?
Every game last season of the Browns, not everyone else.
Who would put themselves through that torture? They won one game.
I didn't even watch this game on Sunday. I was working all day, and I go, I knew it was. I go, maybe I should try and put this on because I was out on the bus. Like, man, I should put it. And then I go, they're going to lose.
They look good.
13th season opener in a row. Is that correct that I saw? That they lost?
Well, I don't keep track
13
of that.
In a row.
Is it true that they gave the game-winning ball, the Steelers, they gave it to Joe Hayden because that was the first ever game-winning ball because the Browns have never won? Is that true?
I don't know. Read it. I didn't hear that.
What so is Joe Hayden?
Joe Hayden used to play for us, traded to the Steelers.
Right.
And I guess...
They
he
gave
the story.
Steelers gave Hayden the game-winning ball and said, "Here you go," because he had never won a game since he was with the Browns home opener. Have
the
they
Browns
never
also
won?
Torched
home
Joe
opener.
Hayden.
Home well, opener. That was a
okay,
home opener. Yeah.
I was gonna say. I mean, they won. What'd they win? Two games? How many?
One last year.
One game. All right. But he's did he not play in that one game, or what do you mean that he never won a game? He
played. Browns, that wasn't the home opener.
Steelers gave him the ball. To Joe Hayden, who won an opener for the first time in 8 years.
Oh, I see.
He also had a really bad game.
Deb, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Deb.
Morning. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. First, let me start with Larry Munson was the best of all announcers. However, I don't know why y'all have an issue with a female who knows what she's saying in regards to players and the plays she's calling.
Oh, I think she's very knowledgeable.
As long as she knows what she's doing, and there have been female football players playing for whether it's the teeny guys or even high school.
Yeah, but not the NFL.
What she's saying... It doesn't matter.
No, I disagree. I'll tell you why. Look, she's very knowledgeable, and I'm sure she'll be just fine. What I'm saying is it's not necessarily people being sexist who are critiquing her and commenting on this. If you had a guy calling the NFL, and it's a man, but he had an Australian accent, or he had a Middle Eastern accent, people would comment on that as well because it sounds out of the norm, and that's a man. If you had a crazy accent, people, and you may be just as knowledgeable, but right. And you're saying the same stuff, but people are going, it's out of the norm, and it grates on some people.
Well, I mean, there's people that if you go back and listen to clips of Larry Munson, he would get so excited that half the time you couldn't understand what he was saying, but you would get just as excited over the game just because of how he was being excited. So it all depends on
contagious
how the person calls the game.
Sure.
You're going to have to help me out. I don't even know who the hell Larry Munson is.
Larry Munson called for the University of Georgia.
Oh.
For years. He died in 2011. So... I mean, you have to look at each individual person on how they call the game. Now, I personally do not watch the NFL for all the BS they're doing. So I stick with my college game.
What BS?
With the kneeling and the sitting.
Oh, yeah.
This is getting out of hand with this kneeling. And it's really pissing me off.
I mean, there's a couple teams that I respect beyond belief that their coaches have stood up and said, you know what, if you don't stand, you're off our team. And I respect them tremendously. And those guys, I will watch. But the rest of them...
Yeah, knock it off with this dealing nonsense. I agree with you, Deb. Thank you. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back with the Shizzy. The news next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
A woman is suing a loan company, and then an airline is also getting sued. Why are these two different places getting sued? I'll tell you the story next.
Chris in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Rover.
Hey, man.
Hey. What's going on, Dieter?
Yo!
Hey, the other announcer, Rex Ryan, when he was a coach of the Jets, was actually the first coach to have a female assistant coach. That was last year. They made a big deal about that last year. So they probably thought, with the familiarity of that, making him, you know, the announcement of him having a female coach last year would probably be the perfect guy, if you're going to have him announce it anyway, to have a female announcer on Monday Night Football.
Now, is this a full-time pairing, the two of them, Rex Ryan and this woman? Are they going to do a bunch of games together?
If they do, it's not going to be on Monday night because that's always John Gruden.
Right, right.
Yeah, they had a doubleheader yesterday for opening day.
So they would have to do that on a Sunday, or, you know, it may be a pairing that they have on Thursday night. Who knows?
Because ESPN only carries... The
Monday night game.
The Monday night game.
Yeah, so are they going to do... I mean, what did they hire Rex Ryan to do?
In-studio analysis.
All right. I thought maybe they could do college or something together. All right.
So
Rex Ryan is not normally going to do color commentary?
To my knowledge, no. He was hired as in-studio analysis only.
All right.
Right. This may be something that they were trying out to see if he would actually be a good announcer, and then they have a female next to him. This may be something, you know... They were trying Monday night, see what the ratings are like, see what their feedback is, and, you know, maybe push it to a Thursday or, you know, Sunday night game. But that's...
Charlie, do you have any of the two of them back and forth banter?
Not really. I mean, I found some of them, like Rex Ryan talking, but maybe 2 minutes into that clip I sent you, they're both talking.
I don't care about it that much. I have to pull that clip up and get back to it and all that.
You have a better, speaking of or men or women, better at sideline reporting. Did you see this guy that went out yesterday?
What's going on with this story?
I don't know. Someone just was sent me a text message and said, did you see the weird sideline reporter?
This was the actual story from last night's game.
All right. Here is... I haven't seen this. Have you seen this, Dieter?
No.
Sergio Dip is the guy's name.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching... Coach Vance Joseph, from here, you watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is, having the time of his life.
Alright, that's the clip that I have. I mean,
I thought you started to cry. They said he broke down.
No, if you actually start listening to what he's saying, it's
nonsense.
Gibberish. Try to pay attention to what he's talking about. Just that some guys.
Who said that coach? The coach used to play.
Is that
his first
it? That's
game.
The big. That wasn't the best sideline reporting I've ever heard in my life. But
maybe he was having a stroke.
Certainly wasn't the most awkward. Sounds like English is this dude's second language. Like to me. Did you see? It must have been some sort of screw up. It was Monday Night Football preseason, and they start the game out. They go to Al Michaels. There's no audio coming from him for, like, the whole break. it's him talking and there's no audio. And then they go to the guy sitting next to him, no audio. And then they go to commercial, they come back and they just put on the Spanish audio for the first, it was probably 20 minutes of the game. You're listening to Spanish.
But looking at them, looking at the regular guys?
Well, no, it was just showing the game.
Oh, okay.
But the announcing is in Spanish. And then they must have gotten whatever their technical difficulty worked out. And they switched it over. I guess you didn't see that.
No.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
In Michigan, there was a 19-year-old man accused of fatally shooting his mom while she slept after she told him he couldn't keep a puppy. Now, I have made a promise to my daughter that she'll get a puppy within the next 6 years.
Oh, that's not much of a promise, within the next six years?
But she talks about it every single day. She wants a dog. So I'm afraid. I'm like, I saw this story. I'm like, oh my God, I hope my kid doesn't shoot me because I'm not giving her a puppy. This is a 19-year-old son who was really mad at his mom. And she was laying in bed sleeping. And sure enough, Andrew Wilson, he shot her while she slept. And Lisa,
kill her?
Lisa Wilson, 51 years old. He said that he wanted the puppy, and she said absolutely not. Judge denied him bond. He did call 7 o'clock in the morning. He did call the cops, and they arrested him, so he's in jail right now. So he looks.
Did you say he did kill this woman?
Yeah, fatally shoots his mom.
Over a puppy?
Yep, over a puppy.
So she must have known this kid was a whack job, wasn't going to take care of this puppy. Yeah, any kid capable of this.
Yeah, for a day it's cute, and then it's work.
Oh, you have my to God, walk right.
This is not a 7-year-old kid like me. This is a 19-year-old man.
Yeah, they're still, a 19-year-old is just as lazy as a 7-year-old. You think a 19-year-old is going to want to take that dog out every day and feed that dog and pick up the poop in the backyard? No.
Okay. This is a crazy story about Ted Cruz, Republican Senator Cruz. Apparently liked a hardcore porn video early yesterday morning. This is insane.
Let me guess. On Twitter. Excuse.
On Twitter, I saw Chinese.
Hacked. I was hacked.
You have the video. You have the video.
That he liked.
The porno video?
Yeah. I can't believe. I didn't.
So it's a woman walking in.
I didn't check before I go.
The house.
I know.
And then when she gets into the house, there's two people screwing on a couch.
Honey, I'll call you back.
And then she watches.
I don't know. Something's in the house. Yeah, bye.
This is Ted Cruz's stuff.
This is what he's into. So this pops up.
There's just two people going at it on a couch.
No, if you went to his likes,
and then
he
this
liked
woman,
it.
Like the mom, comes in and sees this, and she's like, "Oh my God, there's two people screwing on my couch."
She's kind of turned on by it, though. So she starts taking care of herself.
She's got to join in, right?
No, I don't know.
She definitely joins in.
Eventually, I'm sure she does. But in this clip, she just kind of stands there and takes care of herself.
So wait, does this show up on his Twitter feed? So
I will say that I have accidentally liked stuff in
the
past.
You have to be looking at that stuff.
Wait, turn this off.
You have to be looking at that stuff.
Right.
To accidentally like it, Rover.
So it was up for like 40 minutes and then it was taken back. Like, unliked.
Well, the question is, here we go.
Rover,
Is he control his Twitter or does one of his aides control it?
That guy better be fired if they did.
Boy, he's got to blame it on his, my aide controls my feed.
Well, that's what he's got to
say. Did you blur this out, Snitch?
I did.
Oh, you did. I'm going to say, there's so much blurring going on. It's so funny. I mean,
there's not a lot you can show. It was quite a lot of work to blur all this. So, yeah.
Jesus.
I wanted you guys to get the full experience. So.
Yeah.
What's the porn site this. In the corner? Because it's called
RealityKings.com.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what he liked. Jeez. And then notice, though, somebody did a side-by-side of what Ted Cruz's wife looks like. And what this woman looks like. And.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of similar.
So you think he wants to bang his wife and somebody watch him, another lady watch them?
A hotter version of his wife.
I think his wife is cute. She looks pretty good.
Well,
that
his wife
star.
Looks like the mother that came
right.
into the house, not the woman being banged.
And that woman's name is, it's in the video name. I'd never heard of her before.
And just so you know,
Corey Chase.
July of 2016, Cruz said, quote, pornography has become a public health crisis that is destroying the life of millions.
What a load of crap that is. But
and then this is liked.
Yeah. Well, he's probably just doing research, you know, just look, I'm just looking out for my constituents. He's such a slime bag, this guy. I don't know how anyone can take Ted Cruz seriously or have any respect for him. First of all, he ran against Donald Trump. He said horrible things about Donald Trump. Donald Trump basically said that Ted Cruz's wife is ugly and disgusting. And this guy doesn't have the balls to stand up to Donald Trump. Donald Trump wins the presidency and Ted Cruz is like a puppy dog following him around. Someone says your wife is ugly and disgusting, you don't just tuck your tail between your legs and, oh, okay, okay. I mean, what a pussy this guy is. He talks tough, but he's a complete and utter pussy, Ted Cruz. And he's just the worst used car salesman look. He's so slimy looking. Ugh.
Don't forget this phone thing.
Oh, yeah, when he hit the call on behalf.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's calling on behalf of Donald Trump for, you know, to in the election. The guy who just said your wife is ugly. I mean, what an asswipe Ted Cruz
but
is.
But you have to pay your bills and you have obligations to your family. What do? You can't quit.
You don't need to. What are you talking about? Pay your bills. The guy gets paid no matter what, whether he supports. He's a senator. He gets paid whether he supports Donald Trump or not.
So he shouldn't have made those phone calls?
Absolutely not.
Who would you rather have as president right now, Ted Cruz or Donald Trump?
Ooh. Ted Cruz grosses me out. There's something
Trump
so
doesn't?
Not in the level of Ted Cruz.
And Trump's at least funny. There's something funny about Cruz.
Funny looking.
He makes funny comments.
His wife is hot.
Well, you said Ted Cruz's wife was hot, too.
Melania's hot.
Who's more competent?
Oh. Cruz.
Ted Cruz, I guess, but all of his views and opinions, I completely disagree with. At least Trump, his views and opinions, you can easily sway. Right. Yeah. If I don't like it today,
hour to hour.
It will change tomorrow. So,
okay, these are the two stories that I teased. A woman in Russia, 33 years old, saw an ad. It was a credit card company, and they advertised that paying off debt would feel like, quote, having an orgasm. Well, she was like, all right, sweet. So she, in fact, paid off her debt, but she didn't have an orgasm, and it did not fulfill her climactic pleasure. So she's suing the company for $17,000 for false advertising because she didn't have an orgasm when she had zero debt.
Mm.
And then a woman is suing Delta Airlines over an incident she says happened on flight from Turkey to Los Angeles back in 2015. She said that she had ordered pita bread with eggplant dipping sauce on her flight. And she alleges that when her meal arrived, she took a bite and encountered a pebble in the sauce. So the force from her bite on the hard pebble just completely smashed her front bottom tooth. And so she says that she is suing for that snack that broke her tooth. So we'll see if these guys have a case. Kmart just announced that they're not going to be calling plus size clothing that anymore. Not going to say plus size. They're going to make it more friendly so people aren't offended by it. They've now decided to call this section fabulously sized. So you're not plus sized. It's fabulously sized.
But say a fat person walks in there, they're not going to know that. If you don't see this ad, you're going to walk in and be like, okay, where's the plus size?
You know.
Well, you see fabulous, you can be like, well, what's that section?
You're going to go to the dresses that look like tarps. And you're going to like notice, okay, that's right.
Why hide this? Why couch it? It's not.
What do you want it to say, fat hogs?
No, the plus size worked. Didn't plus size, you know what that means?
It's not fabulous. There's nothing fabulous about being obese.
No, it's about owning your
size. It's a public health
size.
Crisis. Obesity is a public health crisis that has struck the United States of America. It's killing more people. No, I'm not shaming.
Yeah, you are.
I'm being factual. It kills more people, obesity does, than almost anything else. And to say, oh, fabulous, this is fabulous size. It's fabulous if you want to end up 6 feet under.
Well,
it's fabulously quick to get you there.
They've got to come to that realization on their own, and they will do it on their own time. So until let them feel good.
Whether they come up with that realization or not, the rest of us don't have to pussyfoot around and pretend like it's fabulous to be fat. Oh, fabulously sized. No, it's not fabulous.
When we were kids, the boys, didn't they have a husky section?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, Husky?
Yeah, it was husky.
They did not.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean?
Oh, I've never seen husky. That's bad. Can you imagine trying to pull that off now? Husky.
I think they still do that.
No, they don't.
Store, like Dockers, yeah.
I think that's the best way to call a fat kid.
Yeah, because you sound like almost like you're just, you know, like you're solid.
Yeah, like husky, you're going to go up to be a working man.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't want to call fabulous size for a young man.
That's
no,
terrible.
Definitely not. I have a problem with normalizing this obesity and telling everyone it's fabulous. It's not fabulous
to
be fat.
When you're saying fabulous.
Right. It's not fabulous.
It's about not shaming you into feeling bad about yourself. We have too many issues out there. So if I feel fat and I want to go shop for a larger size, don't make me feel stupid. So, yeah, I'm fabulous.
Why would plus size make you feel stupid?
That's what you're doing by calling me husky and doing all of that. Let me feel fabulous no matter what my size is. I applaud Kmart for that.
Plus is not a negative word.
Yes, it is.
Kmart has no one doing no shoppers going in there anyway, so it doesn't matter what they call their plus size. They're going out of business.
Some do.
Like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So
every time you drive down the road, there's a going out of sale Kmart.
Right. So call it whatever you want. Call it, this is our last ditch effort to get people to come in here, size.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hand in Hand, a benefit for hurricane relief. It's going to expand its efforts to help victims of both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. So this will be on television tonight on all of the networks, 8 p.m. Eastern, ABC, CBS, NBC. It's a telethon that is going to air live from L.A., New York, and Nashville. Jamie Foxx is going to host from Universal Studios in L.A. Michael Strahan will be in Times Square, Reese Witherspoon. So this is all to raise money. A lot of A-list celebrities that are going to take place with this to help raise money for both hurricanes and get people the money that they need. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Just like your love of shoving things in your mouth has caused you to plus size your pants.
Fat rolls.
Your love of shoving Rover's Morning Glory in your ears will cause you to sign up for RMG Plus. All the info is at roverradio.com.
Here's someone says they definitely still have husky kids, husky sizes.
Oh, that's awful.
And Jason says that should just be called the grotesque section. Not fabulous. And Drew says they are culturally appropriating the word fabulous from the gays. This is completely wrong. All right, I have a lot to talk about. You can get through to the show. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Da Vinci worked with paints. Michelangelo worked with clay. Charlie works with fart sounds.
Not as bad as you might think.
You're listening to a once-in-a-generation talent, a true fartist.
See what this fart sounds like.
Embrace it. Rover's Morning Glory.
I was just reading, there are a few different car dealerships that are taking public heat in wake of this hurricane that rolled through Florida. Some in Tallahassee, some in West Palm. Basically what they did was earlier in the week, about a week ago, when this hurricane was announced to be bearing down on Florida, they made arrangements with parking garages to move their cars off their lots into these parking garages. Now, Whatever arrangements were made, I don't know if money exchanged hands, probably, who knows. And they moved hundreds of their cars from their lot into these parking garages. One, you know that city place down in West Palm, all the parking garages they have there. One dealership took up 400 spaces there in the garages. And up in Tallahassee, someone took, I think, 100 or 200 spaces at the university there. And in a student parking garage, but they had made arrangements. After this, then these parking garages announced, hey, the rest of our spaces are open to the public if you want to put your car in here up on the second, third floor, whatever, so that if there's flooding, your car is going to be above ground and it's not going to get flooded out.
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, to help. Yeah.
But that wasn't enough for people. They said, well, look at this car dealership. They took 400 spaces. And they're pissed, and they're now giving one-star reviews to these car dealerships. One is Napleton Infinity in Tallahassee. They parked in the student parking garage at Florida State. But Florida State University gave them permission in advance early in the week.
But the kids didn't know that.
Here's a bunch of photos of all of the Infinities loaded up. Then in West Palm, I think it was Napleton Hyundai. More than 400 of their cars were parked inside the garages at City Place, which is a big shopping center there. And people are outraged at that. My question is, why? Why are you outraged by that? If they had the foresight to strike a deal with this place in advance, who knows what the deal entailed, if money was exchanged or not. I don't know. But the one place in Tallahassee says, we have a business relationship with Florida State where we sponsor a lot of their stuff and we give them a lot of money. So they said, go ahead, park your cars here. I mean, I would assume as a business, if you have 400 cars on your lot and you're worried about them flooding out, you're gonna do whatever you can to make sure that doesn't happen. And people are like, "Well, don't you have insurance? I can't believe." Sure, you may have insurance, but what's better if you're a car dealership, having 400 of your cars flooded out and ruined, and having to get an insurance payout, which could take how long is that going to take to have that processed and come through, get paid?
Insurance companies are a little busy down there.
Yeah. And
don't they have warehouses? Like, aren't there warehouses where they can park their cars?
Who?
These car dealerships?
No, it's called their lot. That's where
did you ever go to a car dealership?
And they go, let's go to the warehouse and look. No, they're
so
out in their lot.
So if I go on a lot,
that's what they have.
That's all I can buy. That's it. If it's not on the lot, you can't get
from it. From a different lot.
From a different dealership, maybe, but that's what they have. That's the point of having a car dealership. All the cars are there on the lot. They don't have a big warehouse.
I don't know. I thought maybe they
Everyone
had a warehouse.
Knows that.
Think about in a hurricane, the best place to park your car would be a parking garage.
Of course. Absolutely.
But I think there was miscommunication where they didn't tell the kids, hey, I know we've opened it up to students to help you, but It's not all for you. There was zero communication. I mean, I think it's an easy fix. They have to do something to appease.
Well,
the
these car dealerships shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed. Now everyone's giving them one-star reviews. You would do the same thing if you had 400 cars you're trying to take care of.
They have a PR nightmare on their hands. So they need somebody to swoop in and say, okay, this is an easy fix. You know, maybe we do something to make these kids happy. Have a party.
Have a party?
A party.
Or a pizza party?
Yeah, a pizza party, and then what?
No,
in a warehouse?
Hey, no, on the lot. No, I just
this
is
this really
anything.
Irritates me. I mean, it's these this is part of the culture of I deserve everything, me. I should get everything given to me because I'm a kid and I may not deserve it, but I do deserve it.
But they're saying we can't afford to do a business deal like a dealership can. So why is that fair when I'm a student at your university? I should be able to try to park.
So not everyone, out of all the students at the university, not all of them anyways, could have fit into a parking garage.
And the business had the foresight to protect their property.
Early on, right.
But if they had the foresight to do that early on, why couldn't they go into a warehouse? Or why couldn't they go someplace else where it's not hurting students that have nothing and nowhere to go?
Well, a warehouse is ground level, Dougie. And if you're trying to get your cars out of flooding, you put them up higher. Hence the parking garage. They didn't just pick that because...
I don't run a dealership, so I don't know. All I'm saying is I could see where these kids are like, eh, you kind of took 400
I think these kids
spots.
Are brats, you sniveling little bitches.
The garage was right on campus, right? Right next to Florida State.
It's theirs.
So that's why it's the kids. They always park there also when they go to park. The dealership took it over.
Yeah, if they were kicked out, that's totally different. If they usually park there and then he goes to park it one day.
And they normally have to pay.
400 Infinities parked in there, I'd be like.
I'd pay my $5.
But they normally have to pay to park there.
Okay.
So then they open it up to everyone. Florida State opens it up to everyone. And you can park your car there. And people are complaining, oh, but look at all the Infinities or whatever dealership it was. Look, they've taken up 400
spaces.
Oh,
I didn't realize this was their normal parking garage.
Oh, it's theirs.
I thought this was a separate, like, just a separate parking garage downtown somewhere. Mm-hmm. This is the...
No.
So kids are normally parking there, and then one day they...
If they pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but they normally have a pass, though, for the whole semester.
But that's why Rover said that the dealership has a business relationship with them.
The dealership probably sponsors God only knows what and pays $1 million a year to the to the university.
So there was miscommunication. That's why I'm saying throw a pizza party or a taco party or say, hey, here's a donation to everybody. The parking people.
So my car's ruined and I'm going to just have a taco party and then it's going to be better?
Sure.
Okay.
Anthony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that the college has come out and said that they did not give permission to Naval Infinity to park there. That's why there's such an uproar about it. Infinity keeps trying to say that they did have permission, but the college has came out on their Twitter account and on their Facebook account stating they did not give permission.
Are you sure about that?
That changes everything.
Yeah. Well,
it means they just took over these free spots.
But we were looking at...
Yeah. But even if they did!
Rover!
Even if they did!
You know wrong
what's wrong with that?
Because
they have
for the
400 cars that on their lot. I'm telling you right now, if I owned a car dealership, I would do the same thing. I'm telling you right now. I would take my inventory and try to make it as safe as possible. That's what a prudent business owner does.
Protect your property.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're a normal guy driving, every day you park in the same parking garage, you have your pass.
Get there earlier.
You pay the $5. You assume that you don't have to look at a different option. You don't have to go searching for a new parking garage because, oh, I'm set. I'm okay because I always park in this parking garage. One day you show up and there's 400 Infinities everywhere and you're like, well, what's going on here?
Well,
I was not prepared. I thought I was prepared because I always park here and now that's gone. And if they didn't have permission, that's just wrong.
Well, they claim that they did. So I don't know. Who knows? Wake of this. Who knows who's telling the truth, if it's the university or the car dealership. But regardless, if they open it up to everyone, if they say free parking in these parking garages and there's 3,000 spots available and I own a car dealership, so what if I move my inventory over there?
You should be prepared.
How long did it take them to get 400 cars in there? Did they block off other people from coming in to get this 400?
No,
they're all lined up next to each other.
Well, you think
obviously,
they have 400 employees putting them all in at once? No, it must have taken them. They probably had every employee at the dealership driving cars over there in order to try to save their inventory. They probably had 30 people at a time.
But if it's open up to everybody, I would assume they wouldn't all be neatly lined up next
That's
to each other.
That's one
they
shot.
Did it, they did it
they
overnight.
They could have done it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly when they did it, before the college kids could come in the next day. They snuck in overnight. Get an outside company to come in to help you move all these cars.
I'm reading a bunch of these vehicles were ticketed, too. So it sounds like they were illegally parked.
Well, even if they're ticketed, probably still saved them. It's a small price to pay in order to protect
to rip
your 400.
Hurricane's coming. Protect your property. If you want to get your car protected, then get there first.
If you assume that it's always available, you don't.
Why would you assume that a higher elevation?
So
let's
look at the one in West Palm. If it's City Place, if they strike a deal with that place, whatever Hyundai dealership or whatever that was, to park there in the City Place garages, and then after all those cars are parked, then City Place says we're going to open up our garages to everyone. Go ahead. So what? What's the problem there? Why would anyone be upset with the dealership. I mean, this is smart thinking on a dealership. Right when they said this hurricane is coming towards Florida, these guys that run the dealerships, they have to scramble. They have to figure out. And you go, oh, well, they may have insurance, but how long is that going to take you to get paid on? It's not going to pay your employees when you have no cars to sell. That's not going to – it could take months for you to get an insurance settlement back on 400 vehicles.
You don't
and
think-
do the documentation on that and prove that you had these and go through VIN by VIN and all that kind of crap. If I had a dealership, I'd get all my employees and say, look, here's what we're doing. We're moving all these cars right now, today, to higher ground. How anyone could have a problem with that is beyond
it's
me.
Not
I don't
fair.
Know what the hell is wrong with people.
It's about fairness.
How is it any less fair?
They're taking over 400 spots.
So what? So what?
These poor college kids, Rover, they're just trying to, they're usually parked there. It's made for these college kids, right?
You're
at a college
conflating
campus.
Two different stories, but.
Okay, this is a different place now. Okay, they're still taking over. Now I'm talking about City Place.
Yeah.
They're taking over that. It's 400 spots that the everyday person, Joe Blow, could park there. Instead, this car dealership should have made preparations, Rover, to move all the cars at once.
So what if I, as a single person, own three vehicles? Maybe I'm a car collector. I own five. Should I be prevented from parking my five cars in this garage if they say you're open to everyone?
Yeah, one.
One per person.
Yes.
I like that.
I didn't know we were combining two stories. So I disagree with these guys. So the West Palm story, where it's just a public lot where they went in and did it,
they had permission in advance.
Okay. That
allegedly for that place.
No, there's no dispute about that. They had permission from that.
But the
City
school,
place.
The university one, that I have a problem with. But the public one. I can understand that. That one I'm with Rover on.
I'm
the
looking
other
at
one.
This Porsche dealership in Miami, and they just jammed all of their cars into the showroom.
Oh, really?
All 300,
why can't you do that?
300 cars they jammed into their showroom.
But the showroom is still vulnerable.
How do you get 300 cars in a showroom?
They tried harder instead of stealing from
that's,
poor
first of all, that's impossible.
It's like Tetris. It's like Tetris. You line them up perfectly on the
it
showroom.
It is. That is. I sent her a video.
I mean, how in the world do you get three?
You try.
How big is your showroom? That's impossible.
It's massive.
Miami showroom.
And the service shop, there's a lot of room in there. They have those upper lifts. Oh, look at this. This is Tetris.
That's not 300 vehicles.
It is. That's what the article says, Robert.
God, that's
it's not one. Obviously,
tight.
There's more cars other places.
Wow.
It's tighter than Doogie.
It's not 300.
I mean, look at that.
That's so stupid.
Well, I'm saying these cars are super. Look at that. That means bumper to bumper. They're in between a desk, on the other side of a desk. That one's touching.
Oh, that's
you
great.
Could, yeah, these guys cried.
You could do it.
It's certainly not 300 vehicles.
No, it's like
no. That's
15.
Just a, that's
like
one
20.
Video.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the whatever. News article says inventory of over 300 cars in new showroom space. So
those are nice.
Oh,
cars.
Now they have an up. Oh, they do have more cars up here.
Yeah. See, like Robin? I said,
look at this.
Nice cars.
How in the hell did they do that?
That took a while.
They put some effort into it instead
holy
of just stealing.
Mackerel. That is pretty impressive.
Is great.
You do that. So I've taken over a parking garage.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Yo, Rover, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, on these cars, before it came out.
Wait a sec. Hold on. Your phone was cutting out. Say that again.
the first news report that came out on these cars, they were indicating that the police were actually ticketing these cars and booting them because they still had sale tags in the windows, and there's a law in the state of Florida that says you can't use public places for commercial gain. So they were trying to sell these cars in these lots.
Well, look, what a dick cop is doing that. I mean, they're obviously moving them to get them out of the way of the hurricane. They're not putting them in this parking garage to go, hey, maybe someone will see this as they're fleeing the hurricane, and they'll go, I want to buy an Infiniti. I mean, that's just a dick move.
Well, then why do they leave the big stickers in the windows then? You can't drive with those big stickers in the windows.
Why not? Sure you can.
They block half the windshield.
No, they don't.
Well, the stickers they normally put on a side window, not on the windshield. And generally, those things are like stuck on there. They're not easy to get on and off. And
no, I'm talking about the hang tags on the rearview mirror, the big hang tags with the price.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Like a used car dealership, they hang them from the mirror.
Then take
is that what he's saying?
Unhang it.
They're hard to unhang.
I'm looking at pictures. I don't see any of that on these pictures. But still, I look, you got 400 cars to move. You're not, what are you going to do? You're going to detail each one after you get it to the garage, too? I mean, my Lord. Kate, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. I just have one question. How many students were actually going to class during a hurricane? The university provides parking for you. Charlie's like, oh, I'm on my way like every day to my regular parking spot. You weren't going to class in the middle of a hurricane. So how many students were actually put
out? Classes were canceled.
You might just leave your car there and then park and you live on the dorms there.
The dealership could just leave their cars there. Then it's a free-for-all. You're not depriving students
of
their ability to park and go to class.
Of course. Maybe you went to Walmart to go prepare and get some water and some supplies. You come back, there's 400 Infinities in your spot. You idiot.
First come, first serve, America.
Okay.
That's right. Kate's got it right.
First.
The kids that weren't put out because there were no classes.
But they live there, don't forget. If they're going to ride it out, they still have to live there and keep their car there. You live
on
college.
They don't keep it in the parking garage. They keep it at their apartment. Or at their off-campus housing.
What if you live on campus?
I don't think you're parking in the parking.
Or maybe you had to leave to go get supplies. Did you forget that everybody had to go get supplies?
So would you be upset if there was no parking spots at Walmart? Because usually you go to Walmart every Monday and you have your same parking spot.
I didn't understand what you're saying. You're just talking over that lady. What?
I don't live where there are hurricanes. I don't live where there are earthquakes. That's why I like Cleveland. We don't have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
We can watch other people deal with it.
I just saw that here is rated the second best place in the country for avoiding natural disasters.
Is it?
Yes.
Here?
That's right.
Town's a natural disaster, Rover. You see these potholes?
Rivers on fire, potholes, blizzards.
What's number one?
I don't know what number one was. I just saw number two. It was us, but I don't know what number one was. Dave in West Palm, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted you to specify what you meant by taco party, because on Friday nights, me and my boys used to get together and play poker and invite about 10 prostitutes, and we used to call that taco party.
So you tell the wife, hey, we're having a taco party over at Bill's, and your girlfriends and wives always thought that it was you guys just hanging out with a little taco buffet.
Ew.
But it's actually prostitutes. Well,
okay.
I don't know. I say it's fair game, especially if you made arrangements in advance with these garages first thing when this hurricane was announced.
I think it sucks for the dealership that they're on. I don't know how they're giving them bad ratings. You said that they're one stars. Like, what is that?
Yeah, and that's just...
Is that like a Yelp?
Or... My Lord. By the way, get something better to do with your life than give one star ratings of a car dealership on Google. I mean, a dealership that you have never had any interaction with.
Until they stole your spot. I don't think that'd be a bad... I would... One star, you can one star all day. What did you think of that Marriott boat?
Marriott boat. What is that?
They went and picked some people up before Hurricane Jose, and they picked up all these Marriott residents. I don't know where they were. They're on an island somewhere, and so they were going to save them from Hurricane Jose.
Like a ferry? Marriott, yeah, the hotel chain has a ferry or something?
Something like that. I don't know if it's a cruise ship or something. Well, then they had 200 empty seats, and they wouldn't let anybody else on unless you were a Marriott resident or you were visiting or using their hotel or whatever, and they just left 200 people stranded out on a dock.
Wait, so they go back to land seats?
Oh yeah,
what is this, Titanic?
They had 1,300 extra. They had space for an extra 1,300 people.
Yeah. No, they did not leave them there. There's no way.
Well, that's a bad PR move. I mean, that's probably.
There's no.
You don't
way.
Do that.
Yeah, they went and picked a bunch of people up from an island to save them. But only the Marriott people.
Saint only if Thomas. You're a Marriott Rewards member.
So if you stay at St. Thomas at the Marriott in St. Thomas, then they cruise you back.
Yeah, they picked you up and they saved you, and then they just left 1,300 other people stranded on the docks. Like, hey, can I get on? Like,
next time, book at Marriott. They'll teach you.
My girlfriend has reservations to go to St. Martin at Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you think that island will be there? Like, do you think that?
Oh, yeah. They're going to rebuild.
You think they'll rebuild in 2 months?
They're going to rush,
well,
I think.
3 months.
They're going to rush to fix it to get people tourism back.
Absolutely.
Any place down there.
She was thinking about canceling it.
No, no, no. Don't cancel it. That will only hurt their recovery efforts if you cancel.
But isn't that the airport that you went to that was demolished? Isn't that St. Martin?
Yep.
The one where you...
Yep.
So you think she should totally still go at Christmas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, help them out. Give them some tourist dollars. They'll have a lot rebuilt by then.
Now's the time to buy one, don't you think? Buy a vacation package?
Now's the time to go buy property and, probably get it on the cheap down there.
Yeah.
And it's not hurricane season in December either. So it's done November.
Nate in Phoenix here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, Rover. I just want to say I completely agree with you on the getting the cars off the lot because of insurance. Here in Phoenix, my buddy owns a dealership, and we had a random hailstorm, which, you know, we don't get a whole lot of hail here.
Right.
And he ended up having to sell off about 80% of his cars at almost half off.
Because of the damage.
6 months to get the insurance. Yeah. Oh, the hail.
Oh, it takes, sure. Insurance, anyone who's ever dealt with insurance, you know, and imagine that's just you and your one vehicle. Imagine you had 400 vehicles. You have tens of millions of dollars of inventory. Or however much it is. Yeah. I don't know how much that would equal out to, but a lot. Imagine trying to get the settlement on that.
He ended up having to take a loan out just to keep the place afloat.
So let's say your average car price is...
This is a Cadillac dealership.
Yeah, you're looking at, let me see, $20 million in inventory, maybe, I think, is what that would equal out to. So... imagine getting a $20 million insurance payment. They don't just do that overnight. And you have all the employees you have to pay at your business. I mean, this is. I don't fault anyone for doing that. I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy, the news coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There's a fashion company that just introduced $800 running shoes. And people are not happy. But it's not about the price. I'll tell you the story next.
Charlie, someone says that Marriott ship took all the Marriott employees and their families off of the island and left other people behind to fend for themselves. So it was employees.
I read guests on the Daily Mirror or whatever.
Daily Mail.
All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back, as Dougie said, with the Shizzy. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
Rover, West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Dougie?
I would never pay hundreds of dollars for running shoes or any shoes, and there are running shoes that are out on the market. $800, and people are furious about these shoes, but it's not about...
Why are they furious?
It's not about the price tag, $800. What's it about?
They're made from dead babies.
Ew.
What are people furious about?
I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me go to Aaron in Arizona. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey.
Yo.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I was just telling Naz I'm a commercial truck driver. I thought I heard earlier in the week Jeffrey talking about you guys taking I-70 to get to Vegas, and I was just going to tell you, if you stay on I-80, the largest truck stop in the United States is there in Walcott, Iowa, and it's a TA. I know it's one of your sponsors. It's a cool place to stop.
I don't know what route. I think we're going to go whatever the most southern route is so that we don't have to go over the mountains. I think that's the way that we're going to go, whatever way that is. I don't know.
That'd be I-70. You'll hit a toll in Topeka, Kansas. But
the toll in Topeka, the famous toll, in Topeka. That's right. Yeah.
The only one on the entire highway. It's right there in Topeka.
Well, Jeffrey has mapped out. Maybe we'll, I don't know. I'll take a look at Jeffrey's route. Maybe he has the better route. Maybe that's the way that we should go.
He's obsessed with this route. No. Brings it up all the time.
Does he?
Yes.
I heard yesterday that someone emailed me on the aftermath.
Oh boy.
That Jeffrey completely changed his story that he told us yesterday. If you're listening at the end of the show yesterday, someone had tipped me off that Jeffrey went to a party and that he might have done something with a girl at the party. So Jeffrey fessed up that he had made out with a woman. He met her at this party. They went up to her apartment. They danced to a Righteous Brothers song, during which they played tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
Then cut to 45 minutes later on the aftermath, and Jeffrey says, nope, didn't happen.
None of that happened.
Wait.
What?
I'd like to revise my statement. None of that happened. You guys backed me into a corner.
Why'd you say no?
And you made me say that I did that. And I said,
are you kidding?
I said, how did we make you make up Righteous Brothers and dancing? And he said,
and standing around a counter for 30 minutes.
I mean, he just claimed the entire thing. We backed him into a corner and we made him say those things.
What a liar. So what do you chalk that up to? Here's what I think it is. It's either one of two things. Either his buddy Scat called him or texted him. He's like, what, dude, why'd you fess up to that? They wouldn't have known if you didn't admit to anything. Or the chick was angry and she was pissed off and said, I thought that I told you not to talk about this on the radio.
One
of those two.
The chick.
So we asked him who reached out to you after the show. And he claimed nobody.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just his buddy from work saying he had to go into the fence company. You know what I think it might be?
Oh, I actually saw him on the phone before the aftermath.
Oh, yeah?
It was you guys had about a minute to start. Was he late coming to the show?
Yeah, but he said he had to call. This fence company said, very important, call me. But this fence company guy is Buddy. Buddy, I believe, knows this girl, too, so.
He had to take the phone call, and he took it to the kitchen. He's walking down the hallway. He's like, hold on. I'll talk to you in a second. And he went all
the way. So that's not a, hey, we need you to come at the work kind of call.
Why can't you take that right here?
Exactly. So that much, we've tracked it down to Buddy.
I don't know if Buddy knows this girl, but Jeffrey claims he met this girl at Trivia. Where he originally met her was at Trivia.
Well, he claimed he'd never met her before that night.
Well, yeah, I know. So he claims that he saw her at Trivia that he goes to, but he always goes to Trivia with Buddy. So it's interesting that Buddy calls him and then his story changes. So.
I also want to make a point that there was a caller at some time yesterday after he revealed this story that said, why do you exploit Jeffrey cheating on his wife? Why are you airing out his dirty laundry?
Yeah, we put that call on the air, yeah.
Could there be a possibility that a family member reached out and said, like, you got to stop talking about cheating on Mary Elizabeth.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You think Jeffrey's family reached out
to
him?
No, I don't think they're past that.
Yeah, they've been past that for years.
It's somebody at work or it's the chick is upset that he was, I think he said her name.
One of the two. I mean, you don't just make up. He wasn't backed into a corner.
That's the weirdest thing.
I didn't even know what the hell it was. All I had was Jeffrey went to a party, asked him about Lisa D.
The weirdest thing was he blamed it all on us. He said we pretty much forced him to say that. He was blaming the entire thing.
He concocted that whole thing just out of thin air.
We concocted it.
Uh-huh.
According to, in his brain, we concocted it and made him say yes to certain things. And he was like, no, Jeffrey, you're the one that came up with the entire story. We don't know what happened.
Yeah,
he claims he did go into her bathroom, and that was it. He went into her bathroom, walked out, and went home. At home by 9:30.
But the original story also was he left at like 1:30, right?
Yeah,
1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he told us yesterday at 9:30 or 10.
Oh. And he told us exactly how many beers he had, what kind of beers he had.
Yeah, he was telling at least a closer version of the truth on yesterday's show than what he told on the aftermath, where he completely recanted everything that he had said earlier on the show, an hour earlier.
He said, quote, nothing inappropriate happened.
Why the tonsil hockey?
Is this guy a politician now? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Lisa D. Lindsay, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lindsay.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm just playing. There's a new documentary series on Netflix that I think Jeffrey might find pretty relatable. It's called The Confession Tape, and it's about people who, via intense interrogations, are coerced into basically admitting and confessing to crimes that then they supposedly then say that they didn't commit. So it sounds like he might be a good fit for something like that, since you backed him into a corner and got this untrue story out of him.
If I had a light in his face and I told him he's going to go to the electric chair unless he tells me right now that he made out, played tonsil hockey with Lisa D, then maybe I could see that. But when I say, that's all you did over the weekend? Yeah. You didn't do anything else? No. What about a party? Oh, well, yeah. No, and then he tells the story.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't count that as an intensive interrogation.
He changed the date of the party as well.
The Mr. Big tactic. That's what they call it. The first two episodes of this documentary. It's what they do is they bring in these undercover officers, and they basically are trying to make these people brag to them about things that they've done. So they promise them this like mob life and, oh, you'll get the girls, you'll get the money, but you're going to have to do stuff for us and, you know, kill people or whatever. They're trying to make these guys act like they're cool and tough. So Jeffrey just wants you to think you had a sweet weekend, man.
He wanted us to, this is probably Lisa D right here, saying that Jeffrey made the whole thing up. So Jeffrey wanted us to think he had a cool weekend by telling us that he cheated on his wife with a girl.
I mean, I don't really understand the appeal of that, but I don't understand many things that come out of Jeffrey's mouth. So yeah, I would say that is probably what his intentions were there.
I don't think so. I think he was caught. I think he did this. And then I think after the fact, someone was angry that he spilled the beans. That to me sounds like you go back and listen to yesterday's show. It was at the end of the show. So if you listen to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you wouldn't have heard this. But Jeffrey fessed up. He had the whole, very detailed story.
The song from the Righteous Brothers.
Is that from Top Gun, his favorite movie?
Yes, and she played it on her phone. I mean, he had all the details.
The dancing, where were your hands? Right above her ass, on her small of her back.
Yeah.
We started to kiss. Why say all that?
Yeah, I mean, if I would have led him down this path, I didn't know any of that information. If I would have implanted that, like if he would have, I went to a party. Oh, so then after the party, what, you went up to a girl's apartment, right? And then at the in her apartment, then she played a song, right? She played a song. If that's how it would have gone, maybe you could say that he was coerced, but I don't think so. Wow. Just when you think the lies can't get any bigger. I mean, I've never seen just a flip-flop like that. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it. Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. We now have Hurricane Irma weakened. It's a tropical depression. It was deemed that late yesterday. Now the evacuated Floridians are sitting in traffic trying to come home. Bumper to bumper, everyone's now trying to get home. So now it's going to be a mess to
see really
what's
think
left.
After witnessing all of this, certainly it wasn't firsthand, but I witnessed this via television. Don't evacuate. It's my advice in the future. Stay
I'm
put.
I'm embarrassed that you're saying that on the radio people.
I mean, look at all the hassle getting out, all the hassle getting back in. You would have been just fine, I think.
No.
I mean, the vast 99.9% of people, 99.99% of people would have been just fine.
Not true.
If you sheltered in place, I think.
You're saying for Florida. What about Houston?
Well, that's a whole different.
No, I'm just saying,
I would have stayed in place in Houston, too. I mean, the flooding that came after the fact, how do you predict that? I say you stay put. That's my advice from here on out.
No matter what.
I think so. I really do. I mean, it takes you, how many hours does it take to get out? How many hours does it take to come back in?
But you're putting medical personnel, policemen, firemen, you're putting all of these people, their lives at stake.
No, you don't. You just don't call me. Take care of yourself.
So then when you're panicking and you have no room because your house is flooding, you don't call 911 for help?
Don't panic. Go to the second floor. Don't panic.
I think it's a lot easier from the safety
if you're
up
right
north.
There, if you're right there next to the ocean, maybe you evacuate. Those people in the Keys, evacuate. But everyone else...
Have you seen pictures?
Stay put. If I went through what they just went through... I'm never evacuating for anything ever again. I just wouldn't.
Well, now we have the death toll has risen, at least 11 deaths in the United States. And we still have almost 7 million people without power in 5 states. I know that Nad said earlier that he still has not made contact with his mother. I don't know what he's doing in there.
Getting a pen from Charlie?
Yes, his mother lives down in Florida. He still has had no contact.
I think
with
he just
mother.
Talked to her, but I didn't think her phone's going in and out. It's not great.
Oh.
Yeah, I would expect that cell service is overwhelmed, not down.
Right.
Power, as you said, is down. If you do stay in place,
I think that's terrible.
You can help
advice.
The recovery efforts. You can help clear debris from your street. You can
That's a lot
get
of work,
that tree
Rover.
Out of you. Well,
you're
that's what
that?
You do. You're not going to go to work because they're probably closed down. So,
would you leave your house if you were down there, Rover? Would you leave and help your neighbors? Lift
trees? Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I don't see you. I see you taking a nap.
As long as they help me. As long as
who has to help first? They have to help you first, right? Well,
tip for that.
Right.
Help me, and then I'll help you.
Right.
All right. There's a fashion company called Balenciaga. And they just released a new pair of running shoes. It's $800 for these running shoes. And people are not happy.
Why not?
There's a picture of them that Anthony is going to put up. And
it looks
they
like,
aren't.
Oh, God,
looks
those
like
are ugly. Those are terrible.
That's exactly why
My
people
My God, they
are
look
pissed.
Like a design for Skechers that Skechers said, no, these are too ugly. We're not gonna do these. You got to be kidding me.
Yes.
How much are these?
$800, and people say that these running shoes are hideous.
Does it make you run like the wind? Why the $800?
It's terrible.
They look old.
They look like boat shoes and a tennis shoe. They're gray and white.
Yep.
God, those are hideous.
$800.
But what's the trick? Dudes, they don't say why it's $800?
It's just a luxury brand, I guess.
Oh, that's it?
I don't even know this brand, but it's a luxury brand. So, yeah, they... This is their, these luxury brands put stuff out that costs way more than other stuff, and they get people to buy it. That's their whole game. So I don't think these aren't going to help you run any faster. These are just expensive. People buy them because they're expensive.
Earlier this morning, we played some audio that has gone viral. This is Sergio Dips' cringy Monday Night Football debut. He was a sideline reporter last night, and now he has addressed what happened last night. He takes to Twitter this morning, and he does address the now viral broadcast clip that has gone everywhere.
Well, this is the clip. This is it? This is as bad as it gets? I mean, Charlie, there's not anything... Better
No, that's the one.
This is it.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is. Having the time of his life.
Maybe he's talking about himself that he's having the time.
Here's what I think the guy's going to say. I think the guy is going to say, it wasn't that bad. I think he's going to say that he was having earpiece problems, that they were feeding back the wrong thing, or he was hearing himself in delay like 3 seconds later and it threw him off. That's what he's going to claim.
You're going to play the video.
Oh,
there's a video.
What
Sorry.
Video?
There's a video of him.
I just played the video.
No, he took to Twitter. He posted a video. This is him explaining what just happened last night.
Do I have that video, Charlie?
Yep.
What's it called?
ESPN?
Sergio
Dip. All right, here it is. This is my prediction. That's what he's going to say. Can he get through this video without stumbling through it?
No. I'm going to say he was just super nervous.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy like me.
Oh, he's got to throw that out there. He's got to throw that out there.
Language barrier.
Same thing, by the way.
Mexican guy like me.
He hasn't changed his clothes from last night.
No, he posted this that night.
He was going viral.
He posted it last night.
Yeah, dude.
You change your clothes multiple times per day?
It's 9/11. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Is he drunk?
Did he throw that out there on purpose?
The NFL.
This guy's insane.
Drunk. I know.
Is he drunk?
This is great. I love this guy. I got to start this over because I have to hear. You got to see this on RMZ TV. This is bizarre.
He dropped Mexican and 9/11.
Yeah, what else could he possibly drop? His puppy died earlier that day.
El Chapo
Trump.
Got cut.
Trump in the wall. Mexico.
What else could he possibly. If he says that he's gay.
No. Oh,
that's a trifecta. God.
I'm a gay Mexicano.
9/11.
I'm transgender.
All right. Play the clip.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy like me. It's 9/11. I'm in Denver, Colorado. And this is the NFL. A Monday night football game between the Broncos and the Chargers.
Got that.
The biggest stage possible. I was studying my elementary school September 11, 2001 in Calexico, California.
I had to walk uphill both ways to school. Look, the plane. This guy, I love this guy. Put him on full time. Let him do play-by-play instead of that woman.
Take forever.
There he breaks through a big hole. Boom, he running through. He's still running.
All right, play the clip.
Touchdown.
Born in Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico. But growing up in the American environment as a minority. Oh. A minority like head coaches Vance Joseph and Anthony Lynn.
Oh my Lord.
So what I wanted to do was to show some respect. Making my debut as a minority on American national TV, the biggest stage out there. On the most heartfelt day in this great country made up by immigrants, and on some people's perspective, it all went wrong.
Maybe Donald Trump is the right idea. Maybe we should build a wall. I mean, my God, this guy, build a wall right around this guy. Wow, cry me a river. Holy mackerel. Denver's going to flood out more than these hurricane victims from this guy's tears. He's not done yet.
It's a two-minute clip.
He's got to get to it.
I think he's almost done.
But I truly meant no disrespect because all I wanted to do was to show some love to this two historical head coaches. Hopefully, I'll have another chance. And be sure, I'll make the most out of it.
Wow.
So if you're
all
ESPN,
right.
do you let him go back?
Oh, God, yes.
You
second chance.
Yes, you absolutely let this guy go back.
Did this part two hurt him, or should he have just kept his mouth shut?
Oh, no, it's better. It makes
him
just even more
definitely
funny.
Yes, it helps him out. It makes him more of, look, we're talking about the guy.
Okay. Sympathetic figure.
It's so bizarre.
Well, he's usually on ESPN, whatever the Spanish
language. Deportes.
Yeah. Oh, so they...
Whatever the hell that is.
Tried him out for the big time, and then it was a disaster. So it's been great.
So put him on again.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if they actually put him behind a wall?
All right. That's the shizzy, you idiot, on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover. Yeah.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
Marty, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Marty.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to just clear things up. Yeah, it happened Friday night. Jeffrey was seeing karaoke at Park Tavern.
Yeah.
So, and the girl wasn't that bad looking that he was making out with and stuff. She said she was going to bang him later, but I don't know if that happened. But
what are you talking about Friday night? Because this is different.
No, it happened Friday night because they have karaoke Friday night at Park Tavern.
Jeffrey said it was Saturday. I think he got the day wrong.
But
it was Friday.
He changed it to Friday on the aftermath.
No, no. He said Friday he was at karaoke. He met a woman that invited him to a garage party Saturday.
And he's not that bad. No, he came to my garage. I live in the apartment.
On what night? Friday night or Saturday night?
Friday. Okay. Friday night.
Oh, so I think he went to two different Friday garage parties.
No, I think he went to one, and Jeffrey's just a liar.
He said Friday on the aftermath, dude.
Yeah, he's... So he goes to your garage party, and what happens?
Yeah. He brought that girl back. You know, she said she was going to bang him to me, and I was like, okay. And Jeffrey didn't stink him up, and I didn't smell him like that, you know? And the girl's not that bad. Like, little
big knockers.
I tried to take a picture of him, but he was, like, watching me, you know, with my camera.
Mm-hmm.
So he was being a little...
Wait, so he brought a girl to this party?
Yeah, because she lives in the apartments with me, you know? And she came over, too. We went after the bar.
All right, so was she at the bar with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is different than the story Jeffrey told us. He said that he met her at the garage party. Well, he
met her at Park Tavern, and then she called Jeffrey, and Jeffrey's like, okay, I'm going to come over. I have a couple people off. So he was driving around, dropping people off, and he only had like a couple beers, too. Okay, one in my garage, a Bud Light, and that's it.
So I told you yesterday Jeffrey had sex with this girl, Dieter.
No.
Yes.
I don't buy that. Right.
Yes, he did.
No way.
Yes, he did.
I actually have the girl calling. Do you know that girl, Dieter, that kicked you in the balls?
Yeah.
That's my fiance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was there.
Sorry for you, Marty.
Yeah.
You ever piss her off, she's going to kick you right in the nuts.
Rover, when you asked Jeffrey if he went any farther, if he had sex with her, he had a long pause.
Oh, I think he did
it. I think he did.
Yeah, there's no question. I don't know why Dieter's snowed by Jeffrey.
She told me she wanted to, you know.
Yeah. Marty, did you see them make out, or was this inside of the apartment where you couldn't see?
Yeah, I got a little couch in my garage, and they're making out there, and she said, he just stuck his tongue down my throat.
So they made out in more than, you know, he claims he went up to her apartment later.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Okay. So they were making out before they even went to that apartment.
Yeah, in the garage.
Okay. And you swear, you raise your right hand, you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on Rover's Morning Glory?
Yes, Rover.
So help you God. That's the truth.
I'm a Catholic, Dieter.
Well, I hear you. I just don't think his thing works. That he was able to go all the way through.
He's using, I don't want to say this other person's name, but he's using a different name than the one we were saying yesterday.
I know, hey, I could have her call in. Her name begins with an M.
Yeah, have her call in.
Yeah, have her call in. Okay. This is, all right, so.
Her call in, she could actually vouch it for me. I don't know if the girl's going to call in. I don't know if she wants to, you know.
I want to talk to the girl that was making out with Jeffrey, if that's possible. So go track her down. And or give us her number, whatever you have to do. Go track her
down.
Jeffrey's
ignoring me.
And we'll get to the bottom of this. Hold on the line, Marty. Get more info from him.
This is all very interesting. You should have heard how he said none of this happened yesterday. He switched the entire story up. That he went to the tavern on Friday and then was invited to a garage party the next day on a Saturday. And that's when he was at a garage party.
He's trying to cover. I told you yesterday. There's no doubt in my mind. I could tell as he sat there on that couch. This went all the way. There's no doubt in my mind.
No way, bro.
Yes. I don't know how you don't believe this, Dieter.
I talked to him off the air, Rover.
Oh, Dieter, you're so dumb.
Rover, he would tell me. No, he wouldn't. Rover, he tells me stuff. He would say,
no.
Hey, I got my thing to work.
No.
You get it out of him. And know what I think happens? He thinks you cornered him, but he thinks he could outsmart the Fartbox boy. So on the aftermath, he's like, I'm just going to tell him I didn't do it because I can outsmart these guys.
He doesn't feel pressured with those guys like with you.
No, what he does is he just says 10 different stories on purpose to confuse you to the point where you just don't care anymore. Really, that's what he does. He changes the dates on things. Doesn't
Dieter
make any sense.
Really believes that Jeffrey would tell him if he slept with another woman.
I think he would, too.
No, you guys are insane.
Well, he's told me stuff before when he's like, oh, yeah, I made out. And I go, how far did you go? And he's like, upper shirt or she grabbed my hog. So if he will tell me that, why wouldn't he say... And I've been with him before, Rover, when he's like, I need a prophylactic. And I go to get one, and I come back with it. And then he's like, no, I can't. I can't do it.
I think it doesn't work with certain females, like his wife.
No, I've...
Mm-hmm.
No.
You've seen what?
I've seen him with the hot chick. And he said, it's not working. Dieter, how do you get it to wake up?
His version of hot's a lot different than normal.
Did you just flex?
No, I saw her.
I think
she
if
was
you
hot.
Just flex, it might work for him.
Take your shirt off, Dieter. Okay, they'll cure Jeffrey's limp penis. All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. We'll try to track that woman down and get her version
Working
of events.
It.
I think that went all the way. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. And over a dozen felony charges.
Dangerous.
For our country.
They're about venom, vitriol, divisiveness.
And dangerous for the world.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The woman who kicked you in the balls, Dieter, she's on the line. There was a girl. Give me that rundown. What was it? She was a hookup girl?
Yeah, hookup girl.
And she...
I think she used to do it. She did it for money.
Videos or something?
Yeah.
Where she would kick guys in the balls?
You know, some guys like to be kicked and stomped with high heels on their nut bag.
Right.
So somehow...
She made some of those, like, fetish videos, I think, if I recall.
She loved to squish balls.
And then she kicked you right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. And when we do the Friday Leftovers, we play all these videos on our TV screens.
Right.
That's one of the videos that plays on a loop.
In the background?
Her kicking me in the nuts. So I see this constant reminder every week.
Of her just
hitting me right in the nuts.
The sack.
And she didn't hold back.
Sarah is her name.
Okay.
And I guess she was at this garage party with Jeffrey. Now, if you're just tuning in, Jeffrey yesterday at the end of the show would have been about 10:30. So if you listen to us on a station that only carries the show until 10, you wouldn't have heard this. Jeffrey says that, I had some inside word that he went to a party. And I go, Jeffrey, what'd you do this weekend? He ran down the whole, I took my son here. I did this with my wife. I did that. He conveniently left out any mention of a party.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what about this party?
Oh. What party?
He knew he had been caught. And then he proceeded to tell us a story that he made out with a girl up in her apartment while they were listening to the Righteous Brothers song, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. And then on The Aftermath, which is on RMG Plus, our subscription service, after the show, the main show, he recanted that entire story and said it didn't happen. It was all made up. He was forced. He was coerced into that. Sarah was apparently at this party. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. So tell me, what did you witness? Was there make out? How did you? I mean, start from the beginning.
So we were at the Park Tavern. And we were all doing karaoke, and that's where they started doing that tonsil hockey.
All right, well, wait a sec. So, first of all, you're at this place. You're doing karaoke at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Jeffrey is arriving? Does he show up unannounced? How do you even come across him?
He just showed up. and okay. I recognized him.
All right, so you recognize him, you see him. Does he show up by himself? Does he show up with someone else? How does he arrive?
I think he came with another woman.
Okay, all right.
A blonde.
All right. And then what happened? So they're there, you're there. Do you go up to Jeffrey right off the bat? Do you observe for a while before you say anything?
No, I go up to him right off the bat. And him and Monica met, and they were attached at the hip for the rest of the night.
So Monica is, so Jeffrey shows up to this bar with a girl.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Then he meets some girl named Monica, you're telling me. Do you know Monica?
Yes.
Okay. So Jeffrey meets Monica. Monica's there at this bar with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And he never met her before?
I think he might have seen her before.
All right. So they hit it off at this bar. Do they make out at the bar?
A little bit, yeah. You know, kissing and stuff.
Wow. All right. So that's a new wrinkle. We did not have that information yesterday when Jeffrey told us this story. Okay. So at some point, the party moves from this bar back to an apartment complex, correct?
Correct.
And what happens there?
So we get there, and he keeps calling Monica on Facebook, and he eventually comes over, and they just were hanging out, and he was just drooling all over her. I don't know. It was pretty hilarious.
So this is in a garage at the apartment yeah. complex, I guess.
Yeah.
And is there a couch in the garage or something?
Oh, yeah, couch, chairs.
Okay. And Jeffrey's on the couch with this woman. Are they making out in
this
garage?
They're not making out, but we went up into my bathroom when he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it was us three. And that's when they were kind of making out a little bit more, was in our apartment.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Was Righteous Brothers playing?
No. Okay. No, that might have been when he went back to her apartment.
Oh,
I don't know.
What?
Oh, so
how interesting.
He went back to her apartment.
I'm
so
curious.
So then you guys, everyone goes up to your apartment to use the bathroom. You come down to back to the garage. And then how long after that does Jeffrey leave and go to this woman's apartment with her?
He leaves at like 1:30 in the morning.
Okay, all right. And he goes to her apartment.
Yes.
And it's just the two of them. And did you get a report from Monica or what happened?
I have not gotten a report from her yet, no.
Okay.
Can you ask her?
Yeah, we need to get a hold of her.
I've been trying.
Oh, we have a number and she's not picking up. I won't pick up either if I just consummated with the
well, maybe Sarah can
Jeffrey.
Text her and see how far it went. Maybe she would tell Sarah. Well, check and tell Nads.
Why not?
She doesn't know you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this story, Sarah?
She said that since then he's been stalking her.
Oh.
Yeah, I would. This all adds up.
This makes complete total sense.
He called her like 6 times yesterday, texted her. Yeah, he won't leave her alone.
Well, Jeffrey was on the line. He just hung up. And I'd like to get him back, but he's now going to avoid us now that this information has come out. Sarah, I appreciate
it.
I'm going to put her on hold. And I'd like to get this straight from Monica. I'd like to get that info.
Jeffrey, get Jeffrey. My God, we got to hear from him.
And then after the show yesterday, Jeffrey tries to say that, oh, no.
He's
Rover,
back on.
Rover coerced me into telling this. Jeffrey, my friend. Hi.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? Beautiful day, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Speak up.
So, yesterday you tell us half of a story about going to a party. Then on the aftermath, you say none of that happened. It was all made up. You were forced into telling this story and none of it was true.
I did say that on the aftermath. I recanted that whole story.
You recanted the story.
I gotta get more attention, man.
What?
I got to keep working while I'm talking to you guys, while I'm trying to defend myself here.
Listen, you can tell those guys to pipe down back there. Don't try to be overdramatic. What's the name of this fence company or whatever? The Great Lakes Fence?
There, give Jeffrey a five-minute break.
There's your plug. All right, they know Jeffrey's game. They can give him a couple of minutes to talk. So you recanted your whole story about going to this party and making out with a girl. You said none of that actually happened, but I just talked to two people who witnessed this entire occurrence, Jeffrey, and it did indeed happen.
Yeah, but there was two different garage parties I went to. That was the one you're referring to was Friday night.
No, but okay, so yeah. He switched his story and started telling us about Saturday's garage party,
where maybe he didn't make out
with
a girl.
Ended at 9:30, and he just said that out of complete nowhere. So did you make out with a person named Monica?
I don't want to throw her under the bus, but it was a little bit of tongue action with her.
Tonsil hockey?
I love how he splits hairs.
I heard that Sarah said that she's now accusing me of stalking her, so then I unfriended her on Facebook as a result.
All right, so Jeffrey, first of all, you go to this bar to do karaoke. What girl do you go there with?
Well, there's a friend, this girl, I know her name, I'll just say her name's Jill. I've known her for about a year and a half. I met her originally on Twitter. We started talking, and then I thought it'd be a good idea to take her out for her birthday.
Okay, so it's her birthday. You take Jill out to a bar on Jill's birthday. You get to the bar, you meet a girl named Monica, and you ditch Jill and start making out with Monica.
No, that's inaccurate. Many people were buying her shots, and she got kind of wasted, so I went and took her home first.
Uh-huh.
And then you come back.
And then I came back.
Jeffrey, did you know this Monica beforehand?
No.
So he just met her that night.
The name sounds familiar to me from the past, but maybe not.
And they said that you were calling her on Facebook, so you didn't know her? How'd you have her Facebook information?
No, she sent me a friend request on Facebook while we were at the bar.
Did you guys kiss at the bar?
No, but we did dance a little bit, but more conservatively.
That's not the story we got. We got that you were making out at the bar.
Tonsil hockey.
No, we weren't tonsil hockey. Well, that's what people want to say, so.
Well, which is it? You would know.
Yeah, it was a peck.
A peck.
So, Jeffrey,
right,
quit
so
lying.
So went from nothing to a peck to full-on oral next.
Oh.
So then you went up to this woman's apartment at 1:30 in the morning, and you had this makeout session, which she recanted yesterday, but it turns out it was true. How far did that go?
Just the kissing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right.
Did you grab any body parts?
No real grab a body part.
Why would we believe you after you've lied up like 20 times in the last day?
Trying to straighten out my story.
Monica was overheard telling people that she was going to sleep with you.
Mm.
Did she change her mind once you guys got back to her apartment?
None of that was brought up to me.
Did you wear a condom?
No, because no pants were brought. There was no pants dropped.
What about the shirt, though? The shirts come off?
Just her outer shirt. She had her inner shirt on.
Okay, so now it's your unraveling. Okay. What about the bra? How quickly did you take the bra off?
Bra didn't come off.
How long did you dry hump her for?
How long what?
Did you dry hump her for?
No, I didn't dry hump her.
Well, we need to get this story directly from Monica, I think. So if I get Monica on the line, she could be on hold on the hotline here, Jeffrey. She's going to tell me the same story you're telling me?
Close to it.
How long
close
were you
to
in her
it? What's going to differ?
I don't know. You have to hear her side. There's two sides to every story.
Jeffrey, if we take a black light in Monica's apartment,
oh,
are we going to find anything on the floors or couch, any kind of specimen?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
So we got a guy with the black light who does that CSI stuff. You sure nothing was about?
But I know you guys will just say that to make me look like an a-hole.
We're not the liars.
No, wait.
We're trying to get the truth out of you.
We're making you look like an a-hole. You're the guy that went to a party and was making out with some woman who's not your wife.
How long were you at this woman's apartment?
How long were you at her apartment?
Between 1 and 1.30, because it was about 1.30 I left.
Uh-huh. So half an hour, he says.
I didn't buy that. It sounds like he left the original apartment at 10.30 and then was there for hours.
No, no, no. You sure? She said 1.30 that they went up to that other apartment, our witness. And so we'll get the rest of the story from Monica.
It's better to come clean right now, though.
Is there anything that you've left out that you think you should tell us?
No, I believe I covered everything.
Okay.
I'm believing him now.
Robert. What?
Me too. Oh, sure.
I don't think he had sex with her. I think he tried, but I don't think he had sex with her.
I think other stuff happened, for
yes,
sure.
Definitely. It went more than tonsil hockey. Maybe her tonsils were playing hockey with his meat stick.
Yeah, she started removing clothes.
Like I said, no pants were dropped.
But she removed the shirt.
Okay, what about her shirt? How did her shirt come off?
No, she had an outer shirt and a smaller sleeveless shirt.
Uh-huh. So you didn't honk
anything?
No, I didn't honk anything, nor did she honk mine.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, get back to work at your fence company. Go
stretch a gate.
Go dig some ditches like the one you just digging right now. The ditches of lies. All right, Jeffrey. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
You hear him laugh? Yeah, you hear him laugh? He's laughing. He thinks it's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's
he's got us, doesn't he?
Yep. Mm.
I love how he takes some girl out for her birthday, yet I have a list of groceries I got to go buy him because he has no money. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Stretching gates like he stretches the truth.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Snitz was waiting to get that in.
I heard him
turn his microphone on like 45 seconds ago. He's just waiting to get that in.
Talk over anybody.
Stretching the truth.
Talk over anyway. We used to call that Jeffering someone. Now we call that nadsing. You got nadsed when you got talked over.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or Apple TV. For everyone else, we'll be right back with the news right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Now, as the White House continues to face serious questions.
Would you rather listen to that or this?
Would you rather have penises for fingers or nipples on your butt cheeks?
I choose the second one. And for the record, it's nipples on my butt cheeks. Rover's Morning Glory.
Izzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have an update on a story about the YouTubers, the parents that would be mean to their kids. The child...
Daddy-O-5.
Disappearing
Ink YouTubers.
Those parents who yelled at their kids.
Some of those are funny, though. How bad they are.
If you watch them, you're awful.
No, the one when the burglar alarm goes off and the dad comes downstairs with his gun... He's about to shoot the kid, and then he's like, he's the worst actor.
Well, I have an update on those parents and what's going on with them next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Joe says no Tech Tuesday today because of iPhone unveiling. That's right, Dan Costa is in California for that Apple event. And what time is that? Usually 1 p.m. Eastern? Is that right? Is that what it is today? It's generally what it is, but I'm not sure today. They will unveil the latest iPhone. All these details seem to have been leaked already.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Apple used to really keep their secrets pretty closely, but not anymore.
It seems like you have a new emoji.
The emoji apparently...
What does that mean?
The emoji will... this is just what the rumor says. That it will scan your facial expression and animate the emoji the same way.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool for 5 seconds. send a couple of those, and then you're good board with it. So there's that. No button. And a vertical camera.
Home button? What do you mean? What's a vertical camera?
Well, the camera
two cameras on the back.
Yeah.
Instead of side by side, horizontal, vertical. I don't know what the difference of that would be, but and
so you don't have to switch it like this?
There's normally one camera on the back of the iPhone.
Oh, on the iPhone, there's some other phone that just came out that had two cameras. I don't remember what its purpose was.
Are they running out of new tech to put into phones?
Absolutely. I mean, they do most of what everyone wants them to do now, and barring some sort of unbelievable breakthrough in the foreseeable future, it's just going to remain this way for a few years, I think.
When you put your 7 in a glass of water and you live streamed it on the internet, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I think that's...
You have a 7 at home you don't use?
No, I have it right here with
you
me
You do use
day.
It?
What are you talking about?
No, I didn't know. That's a 7?
Yeah. Yes, because 8's coming out and the X. Okay. Wait, so what's the difference between an 8 and an 8 Plus? Obviously, the 8 Plus is bigger, but then an X. What's the 8 going to be?
The 8 is the new one, and then they'll probably have like an 8 Plus. I don't know. The X, we don't know what it's going to be called. Oh, okay. It's the same thing. It's the 8 and whatever, the X or whatever. I don't know what the hell they are. But and instead of having that Touch ID, it's supposedly going to use facial recognition to lock and unlock your phone. And
I think I read 4K video, 60 frames a second.
Great. So we can have more up and down vertical video shown on the news now, but at least it will be in 4K.
World Star is going to be lit now.
Yeah. Didn't you get a phone, the big phone that you said it was too
big? I tried
big?
Getting that. I think it was when the 6 came out, which was pretty much the same as the 7.
It went
the 6, the 6S, the 7. When that first came out with that Plus, it's too big for me. I have tiny little girl hands.
Did you return it?
I did.
And that's what this one is, the original 6 Plus.
6 Plus?
Yeah,
it's too big. It's
That's a 6 Plus. It looks small, Anthony.
Did you see
he has real man hands. No, he has like regular hands.
Do you see how big the new Note is?
No, it's too big. Probably.
It's enormous.
It's like carrying an iPad in your pocket.
It really is.
You know what feature they really need to just work on is I don't need my phone to be this thin anymore. Like, I don't care. It could be a little thicker and just make the battery last longer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had...
Make the battery last longer. That's all I care about.
Let me tell you something about that. So live stream, as you probably know, has been problematic to view. They run our video for RMG TV. And there have been issues for the past, I'm guessing, 3 weeks. So yesterday, I've been going back and forth with them through email. And they're working on, they're trying their hardest, I think, to fix whatever the issues are. And so I was going back and forth with them yesterday. And they said, well, we've recreated the problem on some things, blah, blah, blah. We haven't had any issue on mobile web on Android, I think is what he said. So if you go to, not using the app, but if you go to roverradio.com and you hit play just from the website, they claim that it's working. I go, well, it's not. I have a Galaxy S6 Edge or whatever the hell it's called. And so I used that and I showed them. I took a video of what was going on with it. Does it work for you? What happens if you try that?
If I try what?
Go to roverradio.com.
The website.
Yep. And go to the watch page and just hit play and watch RMG TV and tell me what happens.
I think my phone is it's a bad indicator of things, though, because it's so old that I quit updating it. I'm afraid update's going to kill
it. A lot of people will do it, though. A lot of people have that. You're a good indicator. If it works on yours, it's probably going to work on more recent devices. Charlie, the nastiest thing about Charlie's phone is he has this little like booklet case
what
for
is
it. It's
that?
Terrible. It's the dumbest idea ever.
And it's white. It looks like toilet paper.
Oh, it's so gross. So gross. It's look how nasty and rotten that is.
Well, it's just from the front of the phone. From natural
is it to
finger grease. I don't
protect
know.
Protect it? Like
your
why?
Phone's just as gross. It just doesn't have the thing on it.
No, yeah, it's not just as gross. Look, I have a white case.
You have the same. No, mine's made of fabric. And the thing's
so
working.
That's a problem.
It gets
it's bad. I don't like it.
Get this silicone case like I have. Nah. And it's grippy, too. Don't get something.
Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah, it works fine.
Let me see.
Does it work for you? Yeah. What happens if works you. Works fine. If I try what? Go to Rover. So,
all right, on mine, it's just it will play and it will just have that loading circle going while it's playing. I don't know.
I'm trying full screen just to double check. Yeah, it's good.
Now try it in the app, see what happens. Okay. See if it works on there.
Why don't you get, if you don't like your battery, I swear by my battery case that I have a case that is automatically charging your phone at all times. So I have technically when I'm...
Oh, that is cool. I've seen 200%. Those and they're always way too big. I've seen those before and it's like a battery extender. No, that's not that big.
No.
What's that cost, douche?
This was like $80, but it's worth it. I never run out of battery.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. That's nice. So I was playing around with this Android thing last night, and I tried it. I had Android 6.0.1 on there, and it didn't work. So then I upgraded. It goes, you have an update. I put Android 7.0. First of all, the upgrade process is on Android. It's not like on iPhone. They got you doing a million different things. It loads this one, and then it says, oh, you need to update this as well. It's a 60-minute process. And I do that, and even after that update is done, I'm playing around. The battery on that phone, I mean, you can literally just watch it. It's like Jeffrey's phone. You just watch it dipping as you use it, just going down, ticking down. I mean, it's unreal.
Oh, it goes down.
I think
fast.
That's an Android thing, not or a Samsung thing.
It must
or,
be, because I mean, it happened on an hour, and that's why I quit updating it, because I'm like, I can't handle any more of this.
Well, tell me what you have now on your phone, battery percentage-wise, and I'll tell you what I have on my iPhone.
I keep a charger here at all times. It's always plugged in.
Oh, so all right.
I'm at 96 right now.
Oh. Well, I haven't been plugged in since I left work. I mean, since I left home. I'm at 94%.
Oh, mine would be at 60. Maybe 50.
That's unreal.
Something's going on where it's like looking for things in the sky. I don't know what it's trying to do. Hey, by the way, the app works. But I don't know what it's going on, and it's constantly going down. Whether I look at it or not. I mean, it could just be in my pocket. Yesterday, I was riding my scooter around. Oh, I left it left with 100%. I returned. I was out for an hour. 70%.
Wow. That's
it's
fast.
In my pocket. I can't even look at it.
Don't they have some sort of battery? I saw one of the upgrades on this Android 7 is that they have a new page that shows you your battery usage in more detail. So that must be an issue, obviously.
I can tell you. Yeah, mine has that. Oh, it won't tell me good stats. But usually it says the Android OS is killing my battery. Sometimes it's a screen, and then the screen makes sense, especially if it's bright out. The screen makes sense, but other times battery or Android OS. I don't know what that means. And then there's another Android thing that
process
also kills the battery.
Does it?
Yeah.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Morning. How you doing today?
Hey, what's happening? I'm doing all right.
Hey, I was just calling. I heard you guys talking about the streaming and stuff like that. I was streaming it the other day on the web page on an S7 active, and it worked flawlessly.
Well, maybe it's just my particular phone that's causing issues. Perhaps. I don't know. But I've had a lot of complaints from people. There's all sorts of issues that are going on various things, and they're working to resolve all of them, but they couldn't recreate my Android issue. When it goes to break, Charlie, why don't you see what happens when we go to break?
What do you want it on? Do you want it on the app or do you want it on the web page?
Boy, I don't know. Let's do it through the web page.
Okay, and just so you know, I have an S6.
Okay.
Not active or anything special, just S6.
All right, and I want to see what happens when we go to break and come back from break, because my phone last night, we would go to break on the replay, come back, and it would never come back. It would just be the, we'll be back for like half an hour. So
yeah, mine was streaming perfect. I believe it was Friday. I was watching it. And
is it working in the app, Charlie? Can you?
Yeah, I just checked the app. It's working.
It works fine.
Yeah, it works just fine.
All right. Maybe I'm going crazy then. All right. Thank you, Dave. Greg, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Greg.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, I wanted to ask a question. When is the parody song ban going to be lifted?
There was a 30-day parody song ban on Jeffrey parody songs. When is that over? Do we have it marked on our calendar, Charlie?
I'll be able to tell you in a second.
Okay.
I have it marked somewhere.
Charlie,
can we get a lot in the hopper ready to go, more than we've ever had, just right out of the gate, first day back? after that 30 days?
That was going to be my next question. I was hoping Charlie had something special planned. Maybe Charlie and Teen Smasher had something good planned for when that ban is lifted.
Just an avalanche of Jeffrey Parody songs. Yes.
Five hours playing in the background?
Sure, we'll take the day off, and it will just be new parody songs of Jeffrey for 5 hours.
Maybe come in and just sing 4 hours.
Teen Smasher come in and
maybe
sing.
We could do that. All right, thank you, Greg.
Charlie and I were in the office, and he said, I'm really upset. This was during the break. He's like, I'm really upset that Jeffrey just lies as much as he does.
Yesterday's lie just pissed me off more than normal for some reason.
In the aftermath, and he's like, oh, I made everything. So there are no consequences. Jeffrey doesn't care.
No.
You keep helping him. Nothing happens. He just lies, and he gets away with it.
Okay, looks like... Okay, I've got a date.
You have a date?
I've got a date.
Are we getting close?
We're getting close.
Okay.
Wait, how many days?
30.
Oh, 30-day ban. All right.
Wait, when? What day? August has how many days?
Oh, I don't know. Ask Snitz. He's always counting it on his knuckles, and he's got like a secret knuckle method 30, of counting 30, the 31. Days.
So July and August both have 31.
Whatever that means.
31 days.
31 days. All right, Doogie?
Huh?
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Have you ever heard of a tribe? It's an uncontacted tribe in Brazil's Amazon basin. And there were pictures of these people that have had no contact. I thought it was fake.
With the outside world.
It's a couple years ago.
Okay.
They were like flying over and they were like, they were going to throw their arrows
their
at
spears.
The, yeah.
Yes.
At people, yeah.
Well, at least 10 members of that tribe that have not had any interaction with humans, at least 10 of those members apparently were allegedly killed last month by illegal gold miners. So there's an organization called Survival International, and they are advocates for indigenous rights. They said the massacre included women and children and may have wiped out one-fifth of a tribe, this particular tribe. The members of the tribe were gathering eggs along a river, and this was, again, the country's most remote area, and they came across the miners. The miners later were boasting about the slaughter at a bar. So
did it really happen? I mean, people boast about a lot of stuff. I've heard Dieter talking about banging hot chicks in bars and...
Three different in 1 hour, remember?
Yeah. We had a guy who worked on the show who told us, I just banged a chick in the bathroom. And we're like, sweet, dude.
High
five. And he comes back like 20 minutes. I just banged another chick in the bathroom. We're like, wait, no, you just told me that. No, this is a second one. An hour later, I just banged a third chick in the bathroom. Come on. That's a bigger lie than Jeffrey. All right, go on.
Michael and Heather Martin of the Daddy-O-5 YouTube channel. This is the couple from Maryland whose controversial YouTube stunts got them slapped with child neglect charges. They were sentenced, and they were sentenced to 5 years probation. That's it.
They get their kids back?
They lost two, right? They're still going to do the videos, too, the YouTube channel.
I think you're done with YouTubing.
There's no way. This is the Invisible Ink.
She read nothing but the hot. It's not Invisible Ink that the article is printed with. I mean, you have to read this before. She just read the headline, and that was it.
Probation.
So two of the kids were placed in the
care
of their...
How about just throw me the article and move on to your next one.
Two of the kids were placed in the care of the biological mom following the video scandal. Under the terms of the couple's probation, the judge ruled yesterday that the Martins couldn't have contact with the two children or the mother, unless a court permits them. So those two kids are not allowed to have any contact with them unless they get written permission. Or with the mom.
Any restrictions on their YouTubing?
I don't know.
Oh, God. You going to go there, Rover? Hold on.
Hang on. We do have to end the show by 11, so I don't know. Yes, Ned?
They are also barred from posting images or videos of the children to social media unless it's deemed for a legitimate reason.
Okay, so.
So they still get to keep their YouTube.
When Ben's old boy is more knowledgeable about the news than my news girl, we got problems, right?
We got problems. That's not a lot. I don't have a lot of information in the story that I put in. Consumers shelled out $56 billion to attend sporting events over the past year. That's according to a new study by creditcards.com. So in that amount, it includes the cost of tickets, transportation, food, and drinks. So by way of comparison, that's more than double the $27 billion plus that Americans spent on book purchases in 2015.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. First of all, going to a sporting event costs way more than buying a book. Second of all, look at Dieter. Does Dieter want to read? Do guys like Dieter want to read?
God, no.
You're not reading?
No. Like, read what? I read a magazine. I read
the... When was the last time you purchased a book?
Oh, good God.
College?
Even those I would borrow from a buddy. They were like $100 for a math book, Rover.
Yeah, I mean...
It was way expensive, the books.
I'm surprised people are spending that much on books.
There's nothing better. So over the weekend, I built a tent with my kid, and I said, let's go inside the tent, and we'll each grab a book, and we both sit there and read.
Oh, my God. I really kill myself. I really slip my wrist and do that.
Really? It's fun.
I hate that moments in your life.
Pretty much everything she does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but she does.
Oh, it's so great.
That was fun.
Just hanging out
TV
in a
off.
Tent in the living room that I made.
Yeah, I hate to be mean, but... She ruined having kids. Like, I never want kids because of what she does with her kid. No, honestly, I'm, like, done. I'm fine with not ever having kids in my
Why?
Life.
Why? Because I read with my child?
Yeah, just your tent story and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, get ready. I hate
no,
it.
No, I will never have kids.
Peter, if you had a boy, you could at least play sports with the boy and
in
teach him how to...
I know, but this is a girl. This is Doogie, same sex, the mm-hmm. daughter, and look how boring it is.
No, it's not
she
boring.
She loves it, too.
It's what you got to do.
Can't get enough of it.
A family of four, according to the average 2016 cost to attend an NFL game, family of four was $502.84.
Oh, wow.
That's astronomical. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can do that. And then I'll end with this, Rover. Jean-Claude Van Damme, his youngest son, was reportedly arrested for holding his roommate at knife point. Nicholas Van Varenberg, 21 years old, was arrested in Tempe, Arizona. Police got a call to check on him because he had allegedly punched the elevator in his building. And they found a trail of blood. It was leading to his flat. And after speaking to him and a roommate, they discovered the 21-year-old had hurt his hand. So he was arrested. Police had gone to check just to make sure everything was good. The roommate escaped the flat and claimed he had been held. So they searched the apartment. They found the knife. They found marijuana. And this guy was booked for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful imprisonment, marijuana possession, and possession of drug paraphernalia. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted there. I was trying to... All right, Doogie, here's what I want you to do. Do you have the Rover Radio app on your phone?
Yes.
All right, I want you to load the Rover Radio app up, okay? And then click on Watch RMG TV and hit play on there, all right? Get that started. I'm going to go to roverradio.com, the website, while we go to break, and let's see if all of the videos, if it comes back and works. Charlie, you're going to go to what, the website on Android?
Mine's not even
yeah, mine's already playing.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, you're playing over there? All right, I'm playing over here. I have an Army commercial. And,
all right, Doogie, here's what I want you to do. Do you have the
role playing here? All right, I got it. All right, let me take a break. We will be right back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what is coming up on The Aftermath on RMG+. If you're not a subscriber to that, sign up at roverradio.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover and his his motley crew.
You chose us as your family? Who are you raised by? Jerry Sandusky?
Hey, can we take a shower together this morning?
Welcome home. You're safe with us.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you are not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can catch the Aftermath. You can watch or listen live as they continue the show. What is it, Dish?
I'm not coming back.
Well, there's a delay. I wouldn't expect you to be back yet.
Oh.
It's not the brightest bulb over there. When we went to break, did it go right to break?
Oh, here I come. Yay, I'm back. Oh, that's a long delay. I'm back. Are you back?
Trying to see. You're playing through the app, right?
Yes, sir. This is a
test playing through the website. Two different, believe it or not, it's two different stream sources.
Yeah, I'm
Charlie,
still
what are you playing through the website?
Yeah, I'm still not back. But I took a, mine seems almost like 2 or 3 minutes behind.
Oh, I just came back.
Oh, I'm coming back now. Everything's fine.
Okay, yeah.
And everybody's saying it's not the live stream, it's more of the replay.
Hmm.
Is it?
Well, see, that's good to know. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm all back and it's normal.
Okay, me too.
All right. These guys continue on with the Aftermath on RMG Plus. And as I was saying, sign up at roverradio.com and you can catch Nads, Charlie, Snitz, as they continue the Aftermath there. You can watch or listen live. Charlie, you have a package in here.
Oh.
I want to turn the ringer off over there, Dougie.
Oh, you can open it. Yeah, open this bad boy up.
Here's some scissors.
Why don't you open it up? I don't want to open your package.
Here's scissors.
It's probably a federal offense.
Oh.
Well, scissors could stab the couch, Douche.
We need a new couch.
No, we don't. Why do we need a new couch?
Because it's a white leather couch with crap stains all over it.
Adds personality to the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love how this, what a rotten, just
rotten.
So willing. If it were her stuff.
Oh, it'd be good.
Oh, you threw
you.
Scissors on it?
Yeah.
She'd freak. Go home.
Oh, wait, she threw these?
Yeah, no. She threw scissors right on the couch. She stabbed them.
Oh, no, it's not her stuff.
She she brought my hoodie today, threw it right on the floor. No
I
respect
did not.
For it. You did. You threw it right on the
it
floor.
Fell.
Oh, well, you left it on the floor.
Whatever.
No respect.
Yeah, she doesn't care about anything unless it's hers. Then it's the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, if Jeffrey touches her water bottle.
Oh, end of the world.
The side of it. Throw it out.
I would throw it out if you touched
Charlie's
it.
Charlie's opening up this package. Big box. What is this?
I think I have an idea of what it is. We'd ask somebody to. Ooh.
It's a penis reduction machine.
No, it's...
Oh, my God.
Oh my
look
God.
At this.
It's a knitted Charlie.
Is it Chocolate Charlie? Like, we have Crochet LR. This is you?
Oh, my God.
Why are you, like, three times the size of all the others?
Because I'm that much better.
Put it on the left.
You're a giant compared
to... Oh, this is great.
Crochet LR and everyone else.
God, it's got my wrestling belt on. It says Charlie is awesome.
What's around your neck? What is that red thing? What's that?
I think it's just my shirt. Just my shirt, maybe a scarf or something. Yeah, it's like a flannel shirt, you know, I'd wear. I actually wish I was wearing my hoodie. Oh, it's even got little hoodie strings.
Well, you've got your gray hoodie on.
No, this is a jacket.
That's a jacket, yeah, not a gray hoodie.
There's
no hoodie on at all.
There's a hoodie behind it.
That is a hoodie.
You dumbass.
What? Oh, on the
no,
thing.
No, this is a hoodie. Yeah,
a hoodie on Crochet LR, right?
Yeah.
We have to come up with a better name.
Well, it can't be Crochet LR, right?
I'll think of it. But anyways, yeah, this is really awesome.
Are those New Balance shoes she did?
Oh, even my New Balances, yeah. This is great. I really love this thing.
That's awesome.
See, there you are. You're one-upping Jeffrey once again. He has Crochet LR, and now you are larger than him.
I can't see the eyes, Rover. How crooked are the eyes?
They're straight, so that's off.
Yeah, that's definitely not...
Send it back.
So Charlie's crochet figure just knocked off Crochet LR and Mary Elizabeth. And
you should make him be banging the Mary Elizabeth doll in that position.
Yet your eyes are not crooked enough. She really was.
No, she did a great job.
She really was generous with
Lori,
that.
Lori, right? Is that her name, Lori?
I think so.
Thank there you, Lori. Oh,
well, 69.
Yeah, 69.
Oh, that's reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, I like reverse cowgirl better.
All right.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
And the belt, that will drive Jeffrey crazy. He didn't even get a belt.
So Charlie has a wrestling belt on his. Now, Jeffrey's a big wrestling fan, but your crochet figure has a wrestling belt. That's really got to...
No, it does, and I think it's really awesome. I remember Jeffrey was also... Remember how mad Jeffrey was when these were even made? He was upset that somebody would make a crocheted version of him. I love this. Thank you so much.
It's too bad they didn't put you in a flight suit.
No, no, it's better. This it looks just like me. Yeah, this is it's really what I basically wear every day, so... Yeah, no, this is great. Thank you so much.
She does an amazing job. I actually bought, her, she did a Gianna, I bought one.
That's
for
lame.
Christmas. No, it's my daughter.
That's lame if you have to ask her to make one. No, this she just made
no,
one.
No, I wanted
and
to pay her.
Did you
her.
Already get it?
Oh, yeah, I got it for Christmas. It was a Gianna doll, and she did Bella, her cat, and then a unicorn.
How much did she charge you for that? Is this going to take a while to make this thing, I would assume.
I don't think she
wants to say prices.
I think I gave her more than what she charged me. Because I'm like, are you kidding me?
I think Doogie got hooked up.
No, I actually gave her more than what she wanted to charge. Because people will take advantage of her. And I didn't want to do that. So
no, I think lots of people have had their own dolls made.
They have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the price might change depending on the
person. Who it is.
Yeah, like if Scat
Like if Scat wants one, it's $800.
Scat did pay for one. He was
for his own crocheted...
Yes.
Doll.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what his price was or anything, but I don't want to know yours, but mine was free because she likes me. Because
you're so
awesome. And I don't have to ask for it. It's just made for me. So this is really great. I love it.
All right.
Where should he hang out, though?
On your side of the fart box over there.
No, I put him right here, right
next
on this
me?
Microphone. Yeah, right next to Doogie.
Here, I will make
He's
room
He's a full-time
for him.
Member of the show.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let
Perfect.
Me make
Let
me, room.
Do we have a chair for him and a microphone? Yeah,
I can get one for him. I'll make room.
You're always willing to make room for someone over there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me just scoot over.
That's perfect. Share your stuff with it. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, do you want him? Okay. Oh,
there
perfect.
You go. All right.
Does that
he has
work?
his own microphone. Well, now we can see. There you go. There. He's got his own microphone. He's ready. And just like the real Charlie, not a sound effect to be played from him.
Perfect. Excellent.
The doll plays more sound effects than the real Charlie.
Perfect. Looks good.
All right. Let's see here. We do have the aftermath coming up. Let's see what's on the way there.
Coming up in the aftermath.
All right. As I mentioned, Snitz, Charlie, and Nads all continue on the aftermath on RMG Plus. Sign up now for that at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live if you're a Plus subscriber. What do you guys have?
I promise you, we're going to do our best to untangle this web of lies that Jeffrey has created over the last couple days. We're also going to talk about quitting jobs, and then we're also going to talk about Snitzer bragging about his waist size. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
That's a first. Nads delivering what's coming up in the aftermath.
Charlie was busy.
Normally it's Charlie that is.
Oh, we got each other's backs.
Delivering that. All right, caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a four-pack of tickets to Marvel Superheroes Live. With Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, that is October 13th through 15th at Quicken Loans Arena. See the epic battle between Marvel's greatest superheroes and villains. Get your tickets at theqarena.com. And if you win these tickets right now, you will get to go to this with Doogie and Doogie's daughter on Saturday, October 14th. You'll also get a Marvel gift bag. And your seats will be awesome, is what it says. Your seats will be awesome.
They hooked us up.
Greatest night ever.
And
you already saw this?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you saw it over the weekend.
No, it's not here until
October
13th through 15th.
Yeah, and I asked my daughter, I said, you want to go see this? And this was before.
She into that? Because she's a girl. Girls is into it. I mean, you'd think little boys are more into that.
We were just talking about Spider-Man, and she goes, he scares me because he's got no hair. And I said, well, there's a person.
Neither do I.
there's a person inside there. Like, do you know this story? So we talked about the story of Spider-Man, and she likes the Hulk, and it's pretty cool. So she's excited to see this.
All right.
And a lot of the reviews of a lot of parents, because I'll post it on my Instagram or something, and people are like, oh, my God, this is such a great show. So if you don't win tickets with me, you can still go to theqarena.com.
All right. In Rochester, it's a text to win week. Tickets to the, oh, God, how do you pronounce this? Cayuga Sound Festival, featuring The Roots, K-Flay, and X-Ambassadors. And if you win these, you're also qualified for a VIP experience. Just text the word SOUND to the number 51879 for a chance to win tickets. Text the word SOUND, S-O-U-N-D, to the number 51879. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Morning Glory.